UFC, we know how to kick back.
Bud Light's giving away thousands of trips to New Orleans for the Battle on the Bayou. Get in on the action at Facebook.com/Bud Light. Here we go.
Has been kicked down the road and death has piled up.
Brown says the plan wouldn't do enough to address California's long-term financial crisis. Greece might default on its debts. The country's new government will be sworn in today. The prime minister made the changes to deal with angry Greek citizens and opposition within his own party. A wildfire in southern Arizona is growing. It's burned 40 homes and forced hundreds of people to evacuate. Ladia Arnum is one of those who had to leave.
It is very scary. I mean, my blood pressure is so high now. I came, I didn't have a headache. Now I have a tremendous headache, and I know that my blood pressure is high.
Strong winds will increase the fire danger in Arizona and New Mexico today. There's a plea deal in the case of the Barefoot Bandit. Colton Harris Moore will be in a Seattle courtroom to change his not guilty plea today. He got his nickname for allegedly leading police on a 2-year manhunt while getting away in stolen boats, cars, and planes, usually while he was barefoot. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In the smartphone industry's produce war, the BlackBerry is getting squashed by the Apple. After trading late yesterday, BlackBerry maker Research in Motion reported a 10% drop in profit last quarter, sales far below forecast for phones and tablets. The company is cutting its forecast for the year by 30% and says it also will cut jobs. We know unemployment is high. Among certain groups, it's especially high, 18% among men 18 to 24 years old. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics finds that among male military veterans 18 to 24, the jobless rate is more than 30%. Unemployment payments to those recently discharged from service are double today what they were 3 years ago. Fear of Greece's debt crisis flirting with full-blown default are pressuring global markets once again. Indexes in Tokyo and London both showing losses of more than 0.5%. U.S. stock futures, though, turning the tide. S&P futures up 4, NASDAQ futures up 5. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at IBM.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Hey there, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Father's Day is almost here, so swing by Lowe's and find tons of dad-approved gifts to make his day. Like a Cobalt 19-piece mechanics toolkit. Was $29.98, now it's yours for just $19.98. That's a $10 savings. And what dad doesn't want a grill? That's why we're offering 20% off on Charbroil Commercial Series grills. Find all your dad-approved gifts at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid now.
Following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here. And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
I think
y'all don't shut up, I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. It is Friday. And the staff meeting today is threatened by outside sources. We'll get to that. Breaking news. Stay tuned. I want to welcome you all back to First Shift as we conclude another week of excellent broadcasting and the issues that matter most to you. I'll remind you, if you'd like to join us at any time throughout the program, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org is the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And, of course, on Facebook, you'll find us if you search for First Shift. And our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day. As voters, we have seemingly moved away from foreign policy as a quote-unquote top-of-mind issues. How important are foreign policy issues to you for the 2012 presidential election? How important are foreign policy issues to you for the 2012 presidential election? And we'll get to the root of why we asked that question in just a few moments, because Jeff Radford is actually part of the reason that question's up there. But we'll get to that in just a moment. We have an amazing amount of stuff that we need to get to today. Amongst the things I have in front of me right now, the quote-unquote potential scandal in Mayor Dave Bing's office is front and center. We've got a lot of information on that. I want to talk a little bit about U.S. Representative Anthony Weiner, our former U.S. Congressman Anthony Weiner, who resigned yesterday. We also know that in Vancouver there were riots after they lost the Stanley Cup. 150 people hurt, 100 arrested. Had that have happened here in Michigan, in Detroit, would that story have been handled differently, is my question to you. What's happening in Libya? That's part of the reason why we're going to the foreign policy question. And the bridge, will it get built? Well, according to the Maroon family, it needs to get built, and we need to keep government out of it. Plus, I have an email from a conservative member of my audience that I want to share with you. But as we, of course, need to do, because my Tigers did win 6-2 yesterday, Mr. Radford. And in classic fashion, although you had a marathon day yesterday, I don't know, what did you put in about 16 hours yesterday?
I haven't stopped. I slept here, actually, and I don't know if I got any sleep. No, it was a long day, but I did get to see the Tigers.
You didn't really sleep here, did you?
No. It was close, though. It felt like I didn't leave.
All right. You got to go. Did you go to the game to see the Tigers?
No. Watched it here on high def.
Well, you don't have high def at home?
No.
All right. Well, there are just certain limits, and that's one of them.
Right. I mean, as long as I get to see the game, that's all I care about. But, yeah, it was and on top of it, Tony, did you take advantage of the 25-cent conies because Ryan Rayburn hit a home run?
I didn't know about the 25-cent conies. Do tell.
I didn't know about it either. It was on Twitter. If you follow the Detroit Tigers official Twitter, that apparently whenever Ryan Rayburn hits a home run, A&W Coney, and I'm not even sure where it is, somewhere in Detroit, gives 25-cent conies for a couple hours or something like that.
Well, and of course, it's a safe bet for them to do that.
Ooh. No, it was pretty cool when he hit it. Everyone in the studio knew it, and it got tweeted right away. So we were all, you know, wondering about going to get some conies.
Yeah, well, and, you know, listen, I don't need the conies, just need the victory. Glad we got it. Certainly, and solo ownership of first place, which is good, of course. Max Scherzer, again, pitches a really nice ball game. I like him as a pitcher. You know, we don't get wowed by him, but, man, he sure is consistent.
Man, I was wowed by him last year when he came back from Toledo in the second half of last year.
Absolutely, yeah.
I just hope he can. I hope he can start to wow us again. I think he's that. I mean, again, sounds kind of silly. I think he's a wowable pitcher. It's just he hasn't done that lately. He's done it to the tune of 9 wins, but it hasn't, you know, like you said, it hasn't been in a super impressive 9 wins, but it gets the job done.
And he does get the job done, no question, although I got very concerned in the first inning. You know, he gets 2 quick outs, and then it was kind of reminiscent of Carmona for the Indians the night before, where he got 2 quick outs, and then all of a sudden it was a double, a triple, an error, a single, and, you know, and I'm going, oh, come on, guys, really? But we rebounded nicely. I got to tell you, you know, one of the things that I was watching the game yesterday, and I love afternoon baseball games during the week. I just absolutely love them. For guys like us that get up early, it's a nice little break. Anyway, you know, as I was watching, there are two guys, Victor Martinez and Miguel Cabrera. When they come up to bat, you just feel like anything's possible.
That is, those are the two guys that you do trust the most, and Victor is the key, because you know Miggy's going to be there. They're going to start pitching, you know, they started to pitch around him, because Victor kind of started off slow, but if you pitch around him, and now you've got to face Victor, it's like, that's a 1-2 punch that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I got to tell you that I just love when those guys come up to bat. I just, like, again, and I'm starting to feel that way about Alex Avila. You know, yesterday, a bloop single. They show him after he hits that bloop single. I don't know, maybe it was the second or third inning. And you know, he's just standing there like, yeah, you know, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. Gerald, who is that guy we had last year as the catcher?
Right.
Did he catch on with anybody this year? Did he sign with anybody?
Yeah, I think he's with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay. You know, betcha he's doing real well. Yeah, actually, if you would, after we're done chatting here, look up, see how Gerald Laird's doing. I was never a fan of this guy. In fact, I didn't even think he was that great a catcher, to be honest with you. I still miss Pudge. I liked Pudge.
Well, Gerald Laird had going for him, though, is he could throw out runners. He and Avila were two of the top 5 American League catchers at throwing out runners.
But we had Avila already, is my point.
Right, exactly.
I realize he was a rookie and, you know, all that stuff. And I thought that the charges of nepotism were interesting because Alex Avila has obviously proved himself to be a major leaguer. I realize we're only, you know, not even halfway through the season. He only played partially last season, but he's a gamer. You know, he's a gamer, and he's another, you know, he kind of reminds me of Kirk Gibson, to be honest with you.
Avila does?
Yeah, attitude-wise.
Oh, yeah, okay. And I've even heard talk, and this is funny, of moving him into, like, the 2 or the 3 slot because of how well he's, you know, his on-base percentage and how well he's pitch recognition and the average. I don't know that it'll happen, I'm just saying.
Well, how about him perhaps playing third base when we visit the National League ballparks?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That'll be a fun lineup to watch if he does move to third. By the way, Gerald Laird batting .214 this year.
Well, I'm glad to see that he's consistent.
He has a triple. I don't know how that's possible, but he has 1 triple this year.
It was probably a walk-off. I don't know. God, I can't even imagine. I don't, you know... You know, you would only need, you didn't need a stopwatch, you would just need a watch.
A sundial.
Oh, my God. He was just awful. I mean, just awful. I'm so glad he's gone. I'm just so blessed that he's gone. Anyway, Jeff, we've got some good news. The Katherine Ferguson Academy is staying open.
Yeah, that was, when I saw that you posted that on Facebook, I was extremely pleased,
well,
to say the least.
I left the show yesterday, and then I got a call that indeed, you know, the rally was actually going to end up being a celebration. And it's going to be a charter school, so there is some concern about that. And I did make a note, you know, I know that you've fallen in love with the calendar on your new computer. I made a note in my calendar that come the end of August that I do a follow-up to this story because I want to know what's going on there. There are some rumors that some of the teachers, some of the more activist teachers, are going to be displaced or let go, if you will. Of course, a charter school doesn't have to adhere to the same kind of hiring rules and regulations. And of course, they get to pick and choose who can go to school there. So it'll be interesting to see if the criteria changes, although the principal is not changing. To my knowledge, she's not changing. And that's a good thing. She's been there, I think, 22 years, Jeff. So ultimately, this is good news, and I don't want to paint it as anything but good news. And as much as I appreciate some of our listeners on Facebook giving this show partial credit for that, we had nothing to do with that school staying open. Absolutely nothing. That was obviously something that was being worked out as we were complaining about them closing it, but it had nothing to do with this show. But thank you so much for giving us a little credit for that, but certainly all we were doing was reporting and supporting what was going on. Truly, that's what was happening. So,
but I would claim that that's important to bring awareness to the, again, not claiming any kind of, like you said, no credit being taken, but we bring awareness to the situation.
Right, and it was actually our listeners that brought awareness of the situation to us. Dr. Jennifer Martin, in fact, who's going to be in studios with us next Wednesday, to finish up her bullying series, but she's the one that posted it to Facebook to begin with and kind of nudged me to look into it, and of course I did, and you and I both agree that was certainly worthy of some time, so that's why we did it, and we're glad to do it. This is exactly what we're here for. This is exactly what this show is here, so So I'm pleased that we could do that. All right, when we come back, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to, we will play some audio. We, you know, certainly wanted to listen to what some of the celebration of the Katherine Ferguson Academy staying open. We will then explore Mayor Dave Bing's, I don't know what you would call it, quagmire? I don't know what's going on. And we'll talk a little foreign policy as well, and your calls are always welcome. 888-552-3595. Very proud of all the young women and staff at Katherine Ferguson Academy. You know, prayers were answered. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Let's take the break, and we'll come back and get this thing underway. Stay with us.
Michigan News Talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update continues to be great news on a Friday morning. Light traffic out there, not seeing delays along Telegraph yet. Between 12 Mile and Maple, we have construction both directions roughly. And you're going to find that at times we do see the big backups, but right now we're getting through there easily, both north and southbound Telegraph between 12 Mile and Maple.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sun today, a high near 79. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms, a low near 62. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely and a high near 77. Right now, Metro Airport's mostly cloudy and 62 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
AutoZone. No matter how high gas prices go, you've got to keep going. Get in the zone. AutoZone. AutoZone is on your side with easy gas-saving tips to help you keep going all summer. Doing a simple tune-up, pouring in a fuel treatment, and maintaining proper tire pressure can go a long way to help you get the most mileage possible out of your car. So don't let high gas prices keep you from getting where you need to go. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent two decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Aaron, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safe Light right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call 1-800-800-2727. Ask for our convenient mobile service and we'll come to you.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning. Hope you all have a nice weekend planned and that everybody has a nice Father's Day. You know, Jeff, before we get on to a little audio and our topics du jour, our staff meeting is threatened today. When might you have word?
Oh, no, no. It's not. That comes first. I am making sure that's a priority. So I've already put in to make sure that that happens. Like, right. We need to go check this guest place out.
All right, you need to figure out where it's at before the end of the show, though.
Okay. That's where Todd comes in. He finds this place for us and then just forgets to tell us where it's at.
Yeah, well, it's on 14 Mile Road in Commerce Township, but I'm not familiar with that area at all. I didn't even know that Commerce Township had a 14 Mile Road.
He claimed it was only 5 minutes away, so I'll Google it while we're during the show.
Yeah, I've got the I still have the menu with me. It's not left my side since he gave it to me. Think I'm a little obsessed with food?
I'm right there with you, though. Every time something like this happens, the first thing I think of is, you remember like when Dave Holt said he was going to be live at the Senate Coney?
Yeah, and first thing Bradford thinks is, cool, we're getting food.
I'll make my order then, and that's not why he was down there.
And I see Dominic's doing his best impression of Todd this morning. Is he awake yet?
Yeah, he's hanging in here. He's actually intrigued.
Okay, well, good. We won't stir the sleeping bear quite yet. But all right, listen, congratulations again are in order, Jeff, for the Katherine Ferguson Academy. I know that this was something that you really attached some emotion to, and I know you're pretty damn happy that it's open. You've got some audio for us. Let's go ahead and listen to that.
Holding signs and chanting together, a large crowd gathered outside the Katherine Ferguson Academy earlier today. For many teenage moms, the school has been a home away from home.
If we have problems at home, we have people to talk to us. The teachers are teaching us, are actually teaching us something to help us in the future. They have CNA classes, and people get jobs, and it's just a very helpful school for everybody.
This rally scheduled when protesters thought the school would close, but things turned from a protest to a victory celebration after the crowd got word the school would remain open. At a press conference, the Detroit Public Schools emergency manager made the announcement it will become a charter school.
That we can stay open, and I so appreciate your coming. Thank you so much. We will have a school in the fall. We will hopefully have a school for as long as...
Featured speaker, actor Danny Glover. The vitality of public schools, a big issue for him.
The question is how do we now bridge that, create the bridge that we talk about education as a right, not an entitlement, a right, not entitled to a few people, a right, because where do we go from here?
And many of the people that we spoke to out here protesting say that they see the school staying open as a minor victory. They'd like to see it stay public and not turn into a charter school. On Detroit's West Side, Tara Edwards, Channel 7 Action News.
And thanks, WXYZ-TV and Tara Edwards from Channel 7 for that audio. We do appreciate it. Again, ultimately, just really good news, and I'm happy for the Academy. And again, there is some trepidation that it's becoming a charter, but that, you know, it's not the end of the world. And this company that is going to be administering the school, you know, there's not a lot of information on them. In fact, Jeff, I was, you know, Rochelle Riley, who's been writing about the Katherine Ferguson Academy quite regularly, tried to contact them yesterday and only got voicemail in the middle of the day. I'm not reading anything into that. They were probably at the rally, I'm thinking. And so we're going to just keep a good thought. Ultimately, the good news is that it is going to stay open, something the city should be very proud of, but technically now no longer a part of the Detroit public school system. So congratulations again to the young women and the staff at the Katherine Ferguson Academy. All right, very briefly want to mention that yesterday, Jeff, U.S. Congressman former Congressman Anthony Weiner finally did the right thing by resigning. Thank God. I think we can put this story behind us once and for all.
But that's a precedent that I think is somewhat dangerous, a line to walk. I mean, obviously, you know, based on his situation, each situation is different. But now it almost sets a precedent where if you become a distraction, and who knows, you know, how you define distraction, then they can, you know, people can put it out in the press, hey, we can't get business done because of this distraction based on whatever it is.
Well, it's odd you say that because we have, don't we, that situation with the Detroit City Council as it relates to the lawsuit and Karen Dumas, who's the communications director. I mean, isn't that true?
Yeah, we've got audio if you want to play it. So
yeah, let me set this up just a little bit. Yesterday, mid afternoon, Jeff, the Detroit Free Press breaks a story that Emery King, a former television news anchor, current communications director of the Detroit Medical Center, and he owns his own production company, is going to be going to work for the city of Detroit. So let's listen to some audio, and then we'll come back and talk more about this.
It all looks like a big mess down here at City Hall right now, and Councilman, as it's time for Karen Dumas to go.
Here we go again with another episode, as we did with the last regime, that embarrasses the city. And I would hope that the mayor, before the end of this day and definitely before the end of the week, would put an end to this. I hope that Ms. Dumas resign on her own. If she does not, then I hope that the mayor relieve her of her duties immediately.
Detroit City Councilman Kwame Kenyatta saying today the lawsuit filed against Mayor Dave Bing and one of his top aides, Karen Dumas, is an additional problem the city doesn't need, as it grapples with its enormous budget issues and struggling image.
Just as in the Wieners case, it's a distraction. And just as member of Congress is calling for that distraction to be put aside so that they can move forward, this is a distraction that we need to put aside so that we can move forward.
Councilman Ken Cockrell Jr. says he doesn't know if any of the allegations are true, but it may not matter.
Clearly, the mayor's got an issue, and she's the center of that issue.
He says how long the lawsuit drags out will be critical in determining how much damage it could do to the city.
A lot of what we heard about Karen Dumas at this point, those are allegations that are unfounded. But the reality is at this point, whether those allegations are true or not, there is no question that she has become the focus of a storm in the mayor's office. So whether it's just perception or not, reality at this stage is kind of irrelevant. The perception has become the reality.
And there you go. Jeff, them relating this to the Kwame Kenyatta, equating this to the Weiner situation is just ludicrous. And I have a lot of respect for that councilman. I really do. But that's ridiculous. This has absolutely nothing to do. Is it a distraction? Yes, but certainly not to the level of the Anthony Weiner case.
Right. And at any time now, you can throw out the word distraction and suddenly you have a case to say, okay, time to get rid of the distraction, whether it be, you know, minor or major, as in both of these two cases.
Well, welcome to politics. I know you're a little newer to this game than I am.
Yeah, I'm a little green.
Yeah, but this happens every time. You will see it now. now, especially from this point forward. I know you saw the thing yesterday, and I don't want to get too far off track with Mitt Romney joking that he was unemployed. You know, the Democrats, the Democrat National Committee is already telling him he needs to, you know, drop out of the race and stop disgracing Americans. So, you know, is that a distraction under your definition? Yeah, it probably is. All right, well, there's more to get to on the city council case, and I want to ask this question. If Karen Dumas were a man, what would we be saying about her? I've got some thoughts on that. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. A quick break here on 1310 WDTW. First shift continues after this.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Doing great out there on the Southfield Freeway. Of course, we've had the closure from M10 to Grand River 96 area, and then only one lane open all the way down to Michigan Avenue. And looks like tonight, even the one lane is going to close until Monday morning. So you'll find the entire Southfield Freeway closed from Michigan to M10 starting tonight until early Monday morning.
Stop by McDonald's today and try a cool and creamy premium roast iced coffee starting at just $1.19. Available in hazelnut, vanilla, and sugar-free vanilla. Try your favorite premium roast iced coffee flavor today. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sun today, a high near 79. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms, a low near 62. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely and a high near 77. Right now, Metro Airport's most cloudy and 62 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Republican gutting of public worker collective bargaining rights in Wisconsin won't officially become law until June 29th, the day after Wisconsin's Secretary of State officially publishes it. The Wisconsin Education Association Council, the state AFL-CIO, AFSCME, SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin, and AFT Wisconsin have filed a new federal court lawsuit challenging the law's constitutionality. The federal suit alleges that it's unconstitutional for the law to target some public workers while excluding others. The unions say the law rewards public safety unions in Milwaukee that supported Scott Walker's election while punishing unions that opposed the governor. The lawsuit maintains that the budget repair bill violates the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution by stripping away basic rights to bargain, organize, and associate for the purpose of engaging in union and political activity. In addition to the legal challenges, the Wisconsin Worker Uprising is working this summer politically to recall Republican senators who gutted collective bargaining. At the Capitol, the protest presence also continues with periodic marches, rallies, and the Walkerville Tent City across the street from the Capitol in Madison. Peter Rickman, president of the University of Wisconsin Teachers Assistance Association, says that the Walkerville protest tent city in Madison is a symbolically important part of the effort to wrest power from Wisconsin's governor and set Wisconsin on a new course.
Contesting for power means organizing folks to take action at the ballot box and in the streets both. We're building a long-term movement. Certainly there are going to be some people who feel that they do need to throw their bodies on the proverbial gears of the ODF machine. As far as officially organized things coming from, say, the labor movement or from the student movement or from community organizations, that's not the thing that is going to give us the moral force to galvanize the working people of our state. We have to contest for and win power to roll back the Walker agenda and put forward our positive and affirmative agenda that improves the lives of working people.
The International Labor Organization in Geneva held the first ever international convention on decent work for domestic workers this week, which sets international labor standards. The ILO recognized freedom of association and collective bargaining, elimination of forced labor, abolition of child labor, and elimination of discrimination in employment as inalienable rights of domestic workers. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights.
1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Thanks for punching in this morning. Karen Dumas, who is the communications director for Detroit Mayor Dave Bing and his administration, obviously has a larger role than just as communications director. She certainly has become a trusted and important advisor to him. She is at the center of a lawsuit that's been filed by a former aide that claims that Dumas is way overly aggressive. That she is making decisions for the mayor and running the mayor's office, basically acting as his chief of staff. I don't know that that's true. Let's hear what Karen Dumas has to say, and then I want you to really listen and think about this. If she were a man, what would we be saying about this? Go ahead, Jeff.
I've not been asked to resign, and I'm not considering resigning. If it is determined, whether now, in the immediate future, or whenever, that my presence is no longer need it, then I will gracefully go. I can tell you this. I am extremely comfortable with the reality of the accusations, that they don't exist. So, you know, unfortunately, this now has to play out in the courts, which will be time and cost-consuming. But, I mean, I'm comfortable, again, with who I am, what I've done, the decisions that have been made within the administration. I'm really not worried. I'm almost so calm it scares me, but I'm not, because I've read through them and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I've been around a long time. I've had a professional career in a city that's like a big country town. If I were the boogeyman that everybody's trying to, you would have heard about it long before now. I think a lot of times people aren't necessarily comfortable with the fact that I'm straightforward. I'm not a BSer. I'm not. I have the responsibility of getting a lot done, and I'm committed to getting it done. You know, I'm ready to move on, you know, beyond this. You know, I'm not a real, I don't like the whole spotlight thing. I mean, I don't. So, but again, it's part of the job. People are so desperate or anxious for another scandal that they want to create one. And sorry to disappoint you, but there's not one here.
And there, I mean, according to her, there is not one there. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt for just a moment. And let's just assume for just a moment that, you know, she's brash. Let's assume for a moment that she's aggressive. Let's assume for a moment that she has an agenda. From everything I've read about her, she has a great love and passion for the city of Detroit. She has a certain agenda. And that agenda is in concert with Mayor Dave Bing to move the city forward. When she sees something getting in her way, she removes it. If she were a man, what would we be saying? We'd be saying she's a tough son of a bitch, right? We'd be saying all kinds of really, you know, strong things, about mostly positive. But because she's a woman and, you know, it comes out that she likes to shop at, you know, expensive clothing stores, she's a bitch. And she's getting in the way. And I really believe if the communications director were a man doing the same thing, there wouldn't be a lawsuit and there wouldn't be the dialogue that's going on right now. Got to tell you, I'm continue to be a little disappointed with the city council on this issue, because they're asking for her to be removed without even knowing what the truth is. Or maybe they know what the truth is and they're just not saying. And then shame on them, because you can't go to the media, as the earlier audio clip we played, and say she is a distraction and she just needs to step down, when everybody has a right to due process. Everybody has a right to due process, including Karen Dumas. And if the mayor wants her there, the mayor wants her there. Now, is it a distraction? Absolutely. Does it look bad? Sure does. But I'm not even concerned as concerned about that as I am with the other news that broke earlier this week that kind of got just swept underneath the carpet, which is, you know, the mayor was putting together a secret deal with Governor Snyder to make him the EFM to take over not only the city of Detroit, but the Detroit Public Schools. To me, that's a much bigger issue than Karen Dumas and this potential lawsuit. I'm hoping that a judge will look at it and throw it out. I don't know, because I don't know the truth. I don't know what happened. And will, you know, Karen be pushed out? Is Emery King coming on board? Well, all of that will be clear. I do know one thing. It further delays progress. It further delays progress. And that is a consideration. All right, we'll move on. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Jeff, I asked the question a little earlier. 150 hurt, 100 arrested in Vancouver after they lose the Stanley Cup. Had that have happened at that level in Detroit, as it kind of has in the past, do you think the media would have handled it differently?
Oh, of course. That the reputation is that Detroit is, I mean, you think riot cities across the nation, you say riot cities. Well, the first city that comes to mind is Detroit, and it's completely unfair now. I mean, something happened in the past, but yet Detroit has had championships come here. They've lost the World Series. They've won the NBA title. They've won and lost Stanley Cup championships, and none of this has happened since. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. 1984 happened, but after that, the city doesn't do that anymore. And yet, that's the reputation that that Detroit has.
Well, you know, the first thing you said to me, was it yesterday, the yesterday morning or the morning before, when you said, gee, I wonder how long they'll be making analogies to Detroit. And I don't know if they did or not, because I didn't follow the story, which I guess is part of my point. Even I didn't follow the story. It wasn't here. It didn't matter. Well, it does matter. It didn't matter to me. It didn't matter to this show. So I didn't bring it up. But, yeah, sure enough, had that have happened here, 150 hurt. You know, in the worst, quote-unquote, riot we've ever had after a sporting event, we've never had 150 people hurt. Ever. Not even close.
Did you see the article from the Free Press about from Ron
Zwankowski.
Zwankowski, exactly. And it's entitled, Imagine If Detroit Had Rioted Like Vancouver Did. It goes through. And the juxtaposition here is Vancouver just had the Olympics, and people were going off about how beautiful the city is, how nice the people are. The city's bipolar. How can you have an Olympics and look so good and then look completely bad when something like this happens?
I love that. The city's bipolar. I've never heard that phrase before, and I'm digging it. I'm digging it big time. You're right, but it does bring up an important question. I certainly agree with you. I just think, of course, it's disingenuous. It's disrespectful to the city of Detroit. You know, yeah, you know, we've kind of earned some of this. You know, when I was growing up, and although it's not true today, when I was growing up, Detroit was the murder capital of the country. And it was the murder capital of the country for many, many years. And I'm sure still in the top five. But how often and how long do you have to kind of pay off that debt? You know, how many years down the road? You know, we're not the riotous city. We're not the murder capital. How long do we need to continue to do that? It's unfortunate. 888-552-3595. Let's turn our attention to Les, who's listening in Detroit. Les, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Yay. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Good, good.
Listen, Detroit is going to continue to get the same reputation, you know, because we've got a predominantly African-American population. And you know, you don't want to say it, but I say it. It's been racist reporting against Detroit ever since Detroit has had that distinction of being the most populous African-American city. And it's going to continue to be written about.
You're right, Les. You know, you're right. It is. This still is about race, and people still don't like black people, and they still don't feel safe when there are black people around. You're right. We don't talk about it, but it's still true. You know,
in Vancouver, I didn't see any black people there. I saw a lot of white people there, okay?
You're 100% right there.
That's the difference. You're going to write about you know. You're going to write differently about your own self than you are about somebody else.
You're right.
And we're going to continue to get written about.
Well, that's unfortunate because, you know, as I often tell people, if you're going to say something bad about me, let me earn it.
And, that's right.
You know, Detroit's not earning this.
And so we are, I'm telling you, we are definitely the most Christian city in America. We got 4,000 churches here. We believe in God and country. And see, but nobody want to write about that. They just want to write the bad things about the African American. They always want to vilify Detroit because we are an African American.
Now, Les, you make a really good point, because if you want to accomplish anything in the city of Detroit, what's the first thing people do? They go to the churches. They go to the pastors.
That's right.
That's what they do, because the spiritual base of the city is profoundly deep. Profoundly deep, Les. You're 100% right. Thank you for your call.
You know, it was some guy from the office. He wrote tweeted something about Detroit, something about Vancouver, the new Detroit, or something like that.
Well, whatever, you know, Les, thank you for your call. You know, we continue, unfortunately, the city of Detroit, and I consider myself a Detroiter, even before I consider myself a Michigander, I consider myself a Detroiter. I happen to love the city. You know, my dad and my mom were both raised in the city of Detroit. They both lived in the city of Detroit. And so my father still has this almost unnatural love of the city. I mean, he and his wife actually just drive downtown all the time just to drive around. He loves to reminisce about the city. It's a great city. And we sometimes forget how great it is. We you know, there's work need to be done. There's no question. All right, a quick break, and we come back. An email I received yesterday from a conservative listener, after a call I got yesterday from a conservative listener. And I want to share it with you, because you may find that we have much more in common than any of us realize. I'm Tony Trupiano. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We'll be back. Stay punched in. Lots to do. Be right back. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
AutoZone. No matter how high gas prices go, you've got to keep going. Get in the zone. AutoZone. AutoZone is on your side with easy gas-saving tips to help you keep going all summer. Doing a simple tune-up, pouring in a fuel treatment, and maintaining proper tire pressure can go a long way to help you get the most mileage possible out of your car. So don't let high gas prices keep you from getting where you need to go. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count On Chevy event for one of 9 models over an EPA-estimated 30 MPG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind.
1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. By the way, coming up throughout the morning, we haven't even gone over the guest list today. James Cliff from the Michigan Environmental Council will be joining us. The state legislature, in their infinite wisdom, has decided to cede the control of the Great Lakes to the federal government. They don't want to deal with regulations anymore. And I'm serious. That's just crazy. Eric Scheindwind will be joining us. He is the president of AARP of Michigan, talking to us about the pension taxes and the quagmire that it is becoming. David Bullock, Reverend David Bullock, will be joining us from the Committee on Democracy. There's going to be a rally all weekend. Actually, the whole weekend is going to be dedicated to helping repeal the emergency financial manager law. So he'll be with us. Joe DeSano, our political strategist from Main Street Strategies, is with us. And our own David Holtz was attacked online yesterday. We're going to talk to Joe DeSano about that. Joe has something to say. And so interesting stuff, interesting stuff. And Libby, I want to thank you for sending me that stuff on Dave Holtz. And we'll get into that just a little bit later on. Jeff, we got a call yesterday from a man who identified himself as being conservative. I don't know if he said he was Republican, but he said he was more conservative. You'll recall that yesterday?
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. Well, I got an email from a woman named Joanne yesterday, and I'm just going to read it, and then, you know, we'll talk about it after. The reason why I'm writing this note is because although I am a Republican, I wanted to let you know that I appreciate your show and insight. The thing that gets me is that you and the people on your show don't realize that sometimes you sound like you could be in the Tea Party movement, because a lot of us are very libertarian and say the exact same things that you say. Let me explain, because I'm sure your head is close to exploding at this point. Joanne, I assure you it is not. A lot of us believe that our government has failed us. Also, a lot of us are convinced that both parties are just horrible at representing us and don't understand how normal citizens live their lives. Most of our leaders, Republicans and Democrats, stand for the elite values, not everyday people. And we are tired of being nickeled and dimed to death. And for one thing, I never hear any of them talk about is how even if people have well-paying jobs, they still live paycheck to paycheck because of all the debt they've acquired. And she goes on to say, for instance, my family has a lot of student loan debt. So even though my husband has great income, most of it goes to debt because the only way we could get through school was by taking on a ton of debt. We may differ on the substance on some issues. However, we all know that our country has deep problems and that need to be solved. And there is just a void of leadership everywhere you look. In a lot of ways, it isn't a Republican or Democrat problem. It's a problem between the elites and, quote unquote, the people. I believe that our political parties are undergoing a transformation at this point in history. So I try not to look so much at party as I once did. However, since this is how our election system works, that's the game I've got to play. It would be intriguing to see how the people of our country would split if we had a parliamentary system like our friends in Canada. Everyone could vote for groups that more closely align with their values instead of broad groups run by people who most likely don't even believe the rhetoric they spew to get elected. I know that each system has flaws, but I'm sick of choosing between Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Yes, I've become very cynical, and no, I don't think the Democratic Party will solve my problem. Thanks anyway. I just thought you'd like to know that you have at least one audience member that's a Republican. I'm loyal to my brand, but I enjoy listening to your show. Sometimes I just have to turn it off because I get too mad to listen anymore, but you get me thinking, and that's what I like about it. Thank you very much for your time, Joanne. All right, Jeff, there it goes. Now, listen. Without her identifying, if she would have not identified that she's a Republican, is there anything in that would have led you to believe that she was one? Because there isn't for me.
No.
No. And so, you know, it really does bring up an excellent point. We really have much more in common than we have not in common, number one. Number two, the libertarianism she speaks of is something that I can almost embrace, but not entirely. And I think that she's probably in that category, although in a more conservative way than I am. I am fiscally conservative. I truly am. I am a social liberal, and that does conflict because obviously when you're a social liberal, you believe in programs that cost money to run. And, you know, you have your own menu of things you care about, Jeff, education, helping seniors, helping the poor, so on and so forth. You know, I'm a little more expansive in that I think we need to do more for the middle class, but so be it. It's an important, her email's an important reminder that we really do have much more in common than we realize. I don't know, because there's nothing that she's written, Jeff, that leads me to believe that, you know, she is a Republican, but the fact that she says she is one. So I don't know what her quote-unquote issues are that align her to the Republican Party. And although I appreciate the fact that she thinks I'm trying to recruit anybody into the Democratic Party, think again. I don't recruit people. The only thing I'm trying to recruit people into doing is joining a union, because that's where we're going to build the middle class once again. So we need to continue to showcase the union movement in this country and how critical it is to making sure that we move the middle class agenda forward. But I've never tried to force people or convince people to switch political parties. That's something that you have to do on your own. Joanne, if you're listening, I will be responding to this. I just didn't have an opportunity to do it. But I assure you, I will be responding to this some point in the next day or so with a personal note back to you. But, Jeff, it's good to know, and of course we know she's not the only Republican, it's good to know that what we are doing here doesn't seem so extreme to the Republicans that they wouldn't at least listen to what it is we're doing on a daily basis.
You know, I thought the best part of her email, the biggest compliment, is that, you know, she says she gets upset and has to turn it off or whatever. I mean, but the biggest compliment was it gets her thinking. Like, you know, listening to the ideas, listen to the facts, and either it sways you or it doesn't, but at least it's interesting, A, and B, it gets you thinking. That's the whole point of the show that you want to put on is to get people interested and aware.
You can call it our show. It's okay if you do that. It is our show. You know, I have, and you've heard me say this now, we've known each other, this is the end of our seventh week. How many times have you heard me say, fact check me? You know, prove me wrong. Now, I know what I'm talking about. There's a reason why I spend so much time educating and re-educating myself on a daily basis. I have been wrong. I've admitted I'm wrong. When I don't know something, I say I don't know it, and then I go out and get facts, and yeah, maybe I do spin it to my point of view, but you know what? We all do that, so that's not like it's some character flaw. We all do that.
And I still can't get ahead of you. Every time I try and send you an article, no, I've already read that.
No, that's not true.
For the most part, it's hard to get ahead of you. You read a lot.
Well, it's because, you know, it's an occupational hazard. I got to do it. All right, well, we got to take a break for the top of the hour. When we come back, James Clift with the Michigan Environmental Council. This one really confuses me, so I'm really interested to hear what he has to say on this. Why would the legislature literally give away our right to protect the Great Lakes? It makes no sense at all. And maybe there's something in there I don't get. So there's one of those things, you know. Let's learn together. Tony Trupiano with you. Thanks for punching in. We got two more great hours of radio on your way. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, we're doing fine out there, even along the Southfield Freeway. You know, we have only one lane open from roughly Michigan to Grand River 96 area, then the freeway is closed up toward M10. Well, starting tonight until early Monday morning, you're going to find that one lane is also going to be closed. So you'll find M10 shut down, M39 shut down from M10 all the way down to Michigan Avenue, both directions starting tonight until early Monday.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sun today, a high near 79. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms, a low near 62. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely and a high near 77. Right now, Metro Airport's mostly cloudy and 62 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio. I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, Greece is facing some very big problems today. There is a real possibility the country could default on its debts, and the prime minister is reshuffling his government. CNN's Diana Magne reports from Athens. People are angry about the situation.
This is a people who feel that they're bearing the brunt of some very austere measures. They've been doing that for a year, and they say that they can't cope with any more. What the cabinet reshuffle that we're seeing this morning may do, though, is pacify the rebellion within George Papandreou, the prime minister's ruling PASOK party.
People in former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner's district are talking about his resignation today.
It was long overdue. I mean, it's a little bit of a disgrace what he did. And if the politician can't keep their private affairs, you know, in their private spectrum and bring it out, he should have resigned a while ago.
Weiner resigned 3 weeks after the start of an internet sex scandal. He's been offered a job by porn publisher Larry Flint. Casey Anthony's defense team started by calling forensic evidence witnesses at her murder trial in Florida. We don't know if Anthony is going to take the stand in her own defense yet. She's accused of killing her 2-year-old daughter. If convicted, Anthony could get the death penalty. There's a plea bargain in the Barefoot Bandit case. CNN's Andy Rose tells us the deal will be presented in a Seattle courtroom later today.
The attorney for Colton Harris Moore has said plea bargain talks were focusing in part on offers from publishers and movie producers for the Barefoot Bandit's life story. He says that money would be used to pay restitution to the victims, which amounts to more than $1 million.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is changing its charter to fight child sex abuse by priests. It coincides with new standards issued by the Vatican last month. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I'm Charles Osgood. When you think of auto owner's insurance, 3 years come to mind. 2008, 2009, and now 2010. Congratulations to auto owner's insurance. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction for auto insurance claims experience 3 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, visit jdpower.com. Auto owner's insurance. Promises made, promises kept. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
If a big corporate board of directors has 12 people on it, chances are just two of them are women. That's the finding of research by the San Francisco Chronicle and Bloomberg. Only 16% of board members on S&P 500 listed companies are female. That's a slip from almost 17% last year. 10% of S&P boards have no women at all, including Discovery Communications, co-owner of the Oprah Winfrey cable channel. The maker of the BlackBerry is sporting a pretty severe black eye. Research in Motion watched its stock tumble 16% in extended trades after the company reported a 10% drop in quarterly earnings, disappointing sales, slashed its full-year earnings forecast by 30%, and said it also will cut jobs. Fear of Greece's debt crisis flirting with full-blown default have pressed global markets once again. Tokyo's Nikkei lost more than 0.5%. Some recovery in European trades, and S&P futures right now are rising 9 points. NASDAQ futures up 12. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
And thank you for punching in on this Friday morning just after 7 a.m. I want to remind you that our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day, as voters have seemingly moved away from foreign policy as top-of-mind issues, how important are foreign policy issues to you for the 2012 presidential election? How important are foreign policy issues to you in the 2012 presidential election? The early results on the poll show that it's very important to you people. So we're going to have a chance to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. And go ahead and go to Facebook and vote. You can send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, or certainly feel free to call the show. Before we get to that issue and a lot of other good stuff that we've got coming up in this hour, we've got a Radford, we've got a jam-packed hour this hour.
Jam-packed show.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't seem like we got any time to just converse. I mean, everything is packed into this Friday show.
That's all right. Well, it's important. There's some important stuff. I'm a little confused, so I'm hoping my next guest can help me out. As I've shared with you actually a couple times this morning, the House yesterday voted to basically give up the state's right to regulate the Great Lakes. I think I'm understanding this correctly. I'm believing that's what they did. But there's a part of me that says, you know, maybe this is one of those stories that I just don't have all the facts. So you turn to the people that do have the facts and that do understand it. Joining me now is James Cliff. James is the policy director for the Michigan Environmental Council, and he joins us on First Shift this morning to hopefully help us work through all this. James, thanks for taking some time to join us today.
Good morning.
Am I understanding this correctly, that the House is basically saying that we really don't need to have a say in what happens to the Great Lakes? We're just going to let the people in D.C. take care of this for us?
Well, it's a little more nuanced. They're saying, well, maybe we'll keep the power, but we're going to take the power away from the governor. So it's really almost a power grab between the legislature and the governor, saying the governor can't propose a rule any more strict than the federal government, but if we want to, we can.
James Clift, why, you understand policy a whole lot better than I do. What's the reasoning behind doing this?
In my mind, it's the power grab. You know, the special interests out there think they can promote gridlock in the legislature and stop something from happening. So if they take this power away from the governor, that increases the chances the special interests can control the legislature and can control an issue. A great example, 1970s, Lake Erie is dying, algae beds are taking over the entire lake, and everyone pointed at phosphorus in the laundry detergent. That's what's a major contributor. The legislature refused to lower it. Nope, we're not going to take up this issue. City of Flint, City of Detroit, take up local ordinances to reduce the phosphorus in their laundry detergent. The legislature came in and preempted them, said, you can't do that. We're going to take the power away to write that local ordinance. And it was Governor Bill Milliken who stepped forward wrote an administrative rule, reduced that phosphorus level, and pretty much a claim for saving Lake Erie at the time.
All right, so, you know, and again, if the, for those that read the Free Press, and then James, I'm sure that you saw, I think it was 2 weeks ago, it might have been three, they did a great story on how critical freshwater is and the Great Lakes are to our economy. It was really an interesting piece, and it's going to be a somewhat ongoing series where they're going to look at the Great Lakes and what it can and should be doing. And part of that, of course, is, you know, we need to protect. We've got to make sure that, you know, there are others that don't use the Great Lakes as a bargaining chip. It sounds to me like this legislature sees that maybe they read that article and said, you know what, we really do have a political football here. We don't mind playing that game. Let's seize control.
Yeah, I think they're trying to seize that control. And you think about it, here we are trying to promote Michigan as pure Michigan. You know, something different than the experience that you can find anywhere else around the country. But we're saying we're going to settle for the same rules as New Mexico and Arizona to protect our water. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It does make no sense. So let me ask you, if this bill passes the House and in the Senate, doesn't the governor actually have to sign the bill?
He does not have to. He could veto the bill.
That's my point.
You know, if it gets to his desk, we will definitely be urging him to use that veto pen.
Well, I can't imagine, you know, partisanship aside, James Clift, I can't imagine a governor wanting the legislature ever to tell him or her, listen, we're taking one of your powers away. I can't imagine a governor endorsing anything that would take power away from them. But, you know, this legislature, this governor, anything's possible.
That's what we're worried about is that, you know, depending on what other issue was before the governor, what kind of legislative deal was getting cut, you know, that somehow this would become a bargaining chip between the two chambers, between the legislature and the executive branch. And we just want this issue to stand on its own, bad policy, tell the legislature don't pass it, and if they do, governor should veto it.
And certainly we agree that. I'm thinking, you know, the one of the issues that immediately comes to mind, of course, is the Asian carp issue, which is a real threat to the Great Lakes, and you begin to wonder how this factors into that. Again, I'm not as deeply involved in these issues, James Clift, as you are. In fact, we are going to begin doing a monthly series on environmental issues that affect us in Michigan. Starting next month, I believe, working with Hugh McDermott and, of course, the Michigan Environmental Council to make sure that, you know, we are properly educated on these issues. We've ignored this stuff, I think, James, for too long.
I think sometimes we start to take it for granted. We think that, oh, the lakes will always be there. They'll always be this great place to go and recreate and have fun. But it really does take, you know, some vigilance on our side to make sure they stay that way. If you look at the cuts that we've done to our Department of Environmental Quality, the department that's supposed to be protecting the lakes, we've reduced their general fund appropriation by 80% over the last 10 years.
All right, so I want to go ahead.
No, we got to watch. We got to keep our eye on this, and I applaud your efforts.
Well, thank you. I just, so everybody's clear, I want everybody to, if you can, write this down. And then, James, if I get any of this wrong, you'll correct me. House Bill 4326 would prohibit a state agency from adopting a rule more stringent than federal standards unless specifically authorized by state statute. The bill would be designed to reduce regulations, reduce protections for the Great Lakes, and undermine the power of Michigan's governor to act decisively to protect them. Did I get all that right?
You got that right.
All right. So, folks, you need to reach out to your elected representatives, both in the House and the Senate, and you need to tell them that HB 4326 is just bad policy. It's bad policy. The last thing we need, James, right now, is to give up anything at all that would relax any regulation. In fact, We really need to start lobbying this legislature to act more environmentally sound anyway, because they are doing absolutely nothing to protect us at this point.
Yeah, we need to step up. Everyone has to be partners in protecting the Great Lakes. The legislature, the governor, and the people of the state of Michigan, we all have to work together to make this work.
Okay, HB 4326, HB 4326, say no to that. James Clift, I want to thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jay. You too. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks, sir.
James Cliff, Policy Director with the Michigan Environmental Council. So, Jeff, I did have it right. Basically, I had it right. I mean, they basically are saying, you know, D.C., you can do it better, but that's, you know, that wasn't enough. Now they say the governor shouldn't have a say in this because, well, we know better than he does. Do you know what this actually means, Jeff? It means that the lobbyists have gotten to them. This is about lobbyists at this point.
Yeah, if it's all politics, I mean, who loses out in the end? If you're just trying to take away power from somebody or say, hey, we're more powerful than you and trying, you know, muscle people around, I mean, let's look at the bottom line issue here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, James Cliff makes that perfect point. We do need to protect our greatest natural resource. You realize that there are other states that would like to start draining the Great Lakes and shipping it to other parts of the country. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, they'd love to just come in and screw Michigan. We'll dump your trash here in Michigan. We'll drain your lakes. I mean,
absolutely.
Like someone stand up for us.
This is all very true. This is all very possible. And this legislature is saying our lobbyist buddies who got us elected by giving us money wrote this legislation. And don't for a minute, folks, think that lobbyists don't write legislation. This is one of those pieces that they wrote. And they said, you know, we need more flexibility than most governors will give us. And because you guys are so hardcore red right now, because we are, the state of Michigan is a red state right now. They have super majorities. Let's just go ahead and start changing all the rules and let them figure it out later on down the road. But for right now, we can just start messing with stuff nonstop. And you think this is a joke. It is not. Again, I was stunned when I saw this piece. I sent it to Jeff yesterday, but I really didn't think it was real. I mean, I thought, okay, you know, this isn't. But it overwhelmingly is going to be supported in the state house. I don't know, you know, the Senate side of it, I don't know. And I can't imagine any governor signing anything that would take away power that they have because these folks love freaking power, do they not? Insane. All right, open lines till the bottom of the hour, so feel free to join us now. Give us a call. Dominic's waiting for you. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. We will take a quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a little better news along Telegraph. Northbound Telegraph this morning was down to one lane from 12 Mile up to Maple with some extra construction. We're back to having two lanes open through there, so not quite as slow as the last hour or so. Coming southbound on Telegraph, we also have construction as you try to make your way near a 14 Mile road down toward 12 Mile.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun today. Our high near 79, but tonight a chance of thunderstorms. A low near 62. Tomorrow possible thunderstorms. A high near 77. And it looks like right now some mist at Metro Airport and 61 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
This Friday and Saturday at the JCPenney Gas Day Sale, save with JCP Cash. Earn $10, $15, or $20 off. No exclusions. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Before inside JCPenney, not participating. Offers end June 18th.
If you want a GPS that keeps your eyes on the road instead of your phone, go with a TomTom. With its sleek, sturdy mount and hands-free voice controls, TomTom is the personal navigator that puts you in total control on the road. Anything less, it's just GPS.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent two decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries. recovery, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we're going to turn our attention a little to the national, or actually international landscape. Foreign policy a little more specific. And the reason we're doing that, Jeff had sent me a question, a thought, in fact. Why is it that we seemingly don't focus much on foreign policy? And there was a time not that long ago where foreign policy was our focus. In fact, Jeff, in the years around the Kerry campaign and the election of 2004, it was all about foreign policy. Of course, we had the war in Iraq and what was happening in Afghanistan. You'll remember the whole attack on John Kerry and the Swift boat ads and all that stuff. But as a nation, we were quite focused on foreign policy. Seemingly, the further we get away from, you know, that era, we get further away from foreign policy as a focus. And although there are things going on in a foreign policy in way that impact us, including in Libya, not to mention what's happening in Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts and other hotspots in the world, you threw this out at me, and you basically said, why is it when there's a natural disaster in other parts of the country, the United States comes to the aid of these countries to the tunes of billions of dollars, and the focus becomes international instantaneously, yet we still can't take care of our own?
That's one of the things that's always just baffled me. I mean, celebrities got together and had a fundraiser begging for money for Haiti, and again, I'm not knocking Haiti. But, you know, come through some of the, and it's not just Detroit. There's some big cities all across this nation that could use that aid that are almost, you know, I wouldn't say in the same dire situations, but yeah, in really bad spots.
Yes. So, you know, again, it kind of why we've got the question we've got there today. Interestingly, most of the people that are responding consider foreign policy to be a critical election issue. And that's great. You know, I just want, and I'm glad that it is. We certainly shouldn't forget. And although we weren't on the air Memorial Day proper beforehand, you know, I did, you know, remind people of what Memorial Day stood for. And it is an important time. You know, we've seemingly forgotten as well, Jeff, that we have, you know, thousands of countrymen and women serving in our military overseas. There are still way too many deaths as a result of war. that at this point we should be able to withdraw from and move on, yet we're not doing it. And that's disturbing, but we don't talk about it anymore. As a country, we don't talk about it. And I don't understand why we don't talk about it anymore. I don't.
I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, it's basically the party that's not in charge wants to hit the party that is in charge at their weakest point or what they believe is their weakest point. So it seems like each election, it's a different hot topic. Well, now we've got to worry about this, or now we've got to worry about that. And really, all of these things come into play.
Well, they do, but I have to tell you, the issues around election time never change. It's always about the economy, and it's always about whatever the foreign policy issue of the day is. Because it's not always the same, obviously, in every election cycle. But it's always going to be about the economy, except, you know, we had those wonderful years under Bill Clinton when the economy was strong. And we were talking about how we were going to, you know, use the surplus that we had. And actually, you know, I clearly remember the conversation. There was polling done and asking the American people, you know, what would you like to see us do with the surplus? Would you like a tax cut? Would you like to pay down debt? And we actually said we wanted to pay down debt. As a country, that's something we wanted to do. Yet, of course, September 11th happened and all that changes. Let's go to the phones, 888-552-3595. My good friend Amir in Detroit joins us again on First Shift. Amir, a pleasure to have you on. You know, at one point we got to meet, Amir. You seem like a real great guy, and I'm glad you have connected with us.
Oh, I definitely would love to maybe one day have lunch. In regards to the foreign aid, you know, it really behooves me that the billions of dollars we give to Israel, not Haiti, how about Israel? They don't have a problem. They have a military defense. They're a very strong country. And we still give them billions. But we want to eliminate teachers, mess with the unions, cut people wages in our own country. So the foreign aid, the treaties, these trade treaties that we have going on, that all the international stuff is destroying our country because we don't look out for ourselves first.
Well, there's no question we don't. And you're right. And you know, there was a time I felt differently about Israel than I do today. I certainly agree with you. We need to take a look at the countries that we support financially, Amir, because there's no difference between that and subsidizing corporations, as far as I'm concerned.
The other person that's on with you, Jeff.
Yes.
Not this in Israel, but why do I care? When children in my own community, they're cutting educational funds. Then we don't want to fix health care, food programs, all these things for people that are poor or below the poverty level really need to help and keep surviving in life. Because believe me, if they ain't getting it from the government, they're going to try and get it some other kind of way, and I don't want them trying to come get it from me.
I hear you there. You know, it's interesting, Amir. And Jeff, join us a second. If you stop and let Amir go. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was going to keep him for just a minute. But anyway, think about this for a minute, Jeff. If we were to take half of the money that we've spent on war in Iraq and Afghanistan, half of it, which would be billions upon billions of dollars, where do you think this country would be right now?
Well, it depends on where they would spend it.
Let's say we were spending it domestically in a responsible way, building roads, building schools, placing technology, equalizing the educational landscape. Let's say we were to take that money and invest it in job training and in retooling factories and in tearing down dilapidated buildings and rebuilding communities, because we could do that with all that money we've spent at war.
Well, the way you put it there, it's responsible spending and all the things that you just listed, I would say the country would be looking pretty dang good.
But we would see that, the Republicans would see that as blasphemous to take that kind of taxpayer money and spend it in an irresponsible way, because it's not free enterprise, Jeff. It's not the way it works.
And see, Amir, and I'm sorry I let him go, because he made a great point. I was just looking at natural disasters. Like, there, you still see the commercial saying, let's send money to Japan for that. And again, natural disasters, I feel horrible for those people, because that's something that you can't plan for. It just happens. But he also brings up a good point about the money we give to just other countries. Didn't we, and correct me again, because I'm not, you know, up on things completely, but didn't we give money to Pakistan to help find bin Laden, and yet that it's almost seemed like they were hiding him?
Yes, I mean, Pakistan continues to get a lot of our cash. You know, we support, through our military, we support them. You know, we're still supporting Iraq. They should have their own economy, healthy economy in place right now. They don't. And we've got to move on from this. I got a horrible email, by the way, from somebody on the Katherine Ferguson School, and I will share it in the 8:30 half hour. But, you know, it's despicable. It's despicable. Some of you people are downright sick. You really need help. Really need help. Tony Trupiano with you. We're going to move on. We've got a lot to get to this morning, so you're going to want to stay where you're at. Let's take the break. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update. We're doing pretty well out there, picking up a little bit along 75 South, coming into 696. The Reuther West trying to come in toward that 75 connection. Drivers, though, can always tell it's a Friday. We've got lighter than normal traffic, so not seeing any real big delays on any of the roadways.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun today. Our high near 79, but tonight a chance of thunderstorms. A low near 62. Tomorrow possible thunderstorms, a high near 77. And it looks like right now some mist at Metro Airport and 61 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Workers Independent News, I'm Doug Cunningham. The Republican gutting of public worker collective bargaining rights in Wisconsin won't officially become law until June 29th. The day after Wisconsin's Secretary of State officially publishes it. The Wisconsin Education Association Council, the state AFL-CIO, AFSCME, SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin, and AFT Wisconsin have filed a new federal court lawsuit challenging the law's constitutionality. The federal suit alleges that it's unconstitutional for the law to target some public workers while excluding others. The unions say the law rewards public safety unions in Milwaukee that supported Scott Walker's election while punishing unions that opposed the governor. The lawsuit maintains that the budget repair bill violates the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution by stripping away basic rights to bargain, organize, and associate for the purpose of engaging in union and political activity. In addition to the legal challenges, the Wisconsin Worker Uprising is working this summer politically to recall Republican senators who gutted collective bargaining. At the Capitol, a protest presence also continues with periodic marches, rallies, and the Walkerville Tent City across the street from the Capitol in Madison. Peter Rickman, president of the University of Wisconsin Teachers Assistance Association, says that the Walkerville protest tent city in Madison is a symbolically important part of the effort to wrest power from Wisconsin's governor and set Wisconsin on a new course.
Contesting for power means organizing folks to take action at the ballot box and in the streets both. We're building a long-term movement. Certainly there are going to be some people who feel that they do need to throw their bodies on the proverbial gears of the odious machine. As far as officially organized things coming from, say, the labor movement or from the student movement or from community organizations, that's not the thing that is going to give us the moral force to galvanize the working people of our state. We have to contest for and win power to roll back the Walker agenda and put forward our positive and affirmative agenda that improves the lives of working people.
The International Labor Organization in Geneva held the first ever international convention on decent work for domestic workers this week, which sets international labor standards. The ILO recognized freedom of association and collective bargaining, elimination of forced labor, abolition of child labor, and elimination of discrimination in employment as inalienable rights of domestic workers.
Pacific.
Ivica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. It is 35 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. We have spent a lot of time on this program talking about Governor Snyder's disastrous bill, which basically have taken money from the middle class, the working poor, and those people that have built the infrastructure that we all enjoy. And that, of course, are our senior citizens and those that are retired. And instead of being able to go into retirement and enjoy many years of peace and prosperity, things that they've worked very hard for, this governor, with the swoop of a pen, forever changed the lives of way too many people. I'm not ready to let this issue go yet, and I would suggest many of you feel the same way. So we now turn our attention to my next guest that's going to help us, again, further understand the impact of what happened when we decided as a state, unfortunately, to change the law that's taking needed money away from people on fixed incomes. Joining me now is Eric Schneidewind. He is the president of the AARP of Michigan. He is also the co-chair of the Energy and Telecommunications Practice Group and former chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission. And, Eric, I want to thank you for joining us on First Shift this morning.
Good morning.
You know, I've got to tell you, at all the levels that make sense, most of them logical, Eric, what the governor and this Republican legislature did with the budget, especially what they've done to the groups that I've mentioned during the introduction, the working poor, the middle class, and most importantly, the seniors and those that are now retired, is to me blasphemous. I don't know if you feel that strongly about it, but I got to tell you, as we found out just Wednesday, when the state Senate tried to introduce a bill that would not only eliminate that plank, but we already know it was pushed through so quickly, it's broken. There are already loopholes being found. What's going on, Eric?
Well, right now I think people are waking up to the fact that what happened was a huge transfer of money from people who are seniors, working poor, people who plan for their retirement, who planned right down to the last penny, and all of a sudden they are finding out, some of them, that they will be paying more than $1,000 of extra taxes that they never counted on. And many of our members who said, look, we're willing to sacrifice, we're willing to step up to help our local communities, now are in shock and outrage over the fact that every penny of more than a half a billion dollars of more taxes on seniors is going to reduce business taxes instead of helping the local communities. So those people who are willing to step up to be part of a solution to help their fellow citizens are finding out that their money was taken away and just given to somebody else to lower their taxes. That has people really, really upset.
When you first, again, as president of the AARP of Michigan, when you first heard wind that the governor was going to propose taxing pensions, what was your first response?
I think our first response was to quickly take a look and say, okay, what is this being used for? We didn't like the idea of a pension tax, but we said, okay, let's find out where this money's going. The shock and the outrage occurred when we found out that every penny of these taxes, taxes that are going to hurt people, taxes that are going to take seniors who are on Medicare and have to pay for their drugs and make them choose between no drugs at all or getting ill, and take those people all the money and give it to reduce business taxes. That is where we were really shocked and upset and thought that this is simply unfair.
Now, I have to imagine, and certainly one of your responsibilities as president of the AARP of Michigan, I would imagine you met with at least some of the legislature, if not the governor. And were they trying to spin it in a way that made sense to them? Because I've got to imagine, especially with your credentials, very brilliant guy, understand policy better than most. AARP of Michigan's really fortunate to have you. What did they say to you when you sat down with them?
we would ask for numbers. We would ask for data to analyze this. And what we found out was there was absolutely no study, no numerical justification for the benefits that would occur if these business taxes were lowered. And we kept saying, look, don't you understand that if you pull $500 million out of the pockets of seniors, another $1 billion out of the pockets of the middle class, they're not going to spend this money in local communities. The economic benefits won't be there of buying groceries, gasoline, services. So on the one hand, you've got all this money drained out of the communities that will hurt jobs. And we look around. We see that our roads and bridges are crumbling. We see that the schools are underfunding and they're going to lay off people. We see police and firemen being laid off in communities. And we kept saying, why isn't this money going to help our local communities? How can you justify, what numerical justification is there for draining money out of the communities and giving it to people who will not guarantee to create new jobs? We never had a guarantee that new jobs would result. We never had a numerical study placed in front of us showing how this would create more benefit than harm. And that is true today. There is no guaranteed benefit from this tax reduction for business on the one hand, and yet we see the layoffs locally, we see lower economic activity locally, and that just doesn't make sense.
Eric Schneidewind, again, my guest. He is the president of AARP of Michigan. I guess I'm a little confused because we've been told all along, plant tongue firmly in cheek, that this, of course, would create lots of jobs, Eric.
You know, that we kept asking, where's the proof? Where are the numbers? Where's the justification? And it does not exist. And I think all the public officials who testified in favor of this were pretty candid in saying, look, we can't guarantee anything. We can't guarantee jobs. We can't guarantee economic benefit. And when is the last time somebody was asked to spend $1.5 billion of taxpayer money and was not given a study or an analysis justifying the expenditure? You know, if you look for it, you won't find it. It's not there.
Well, again, and you know, again, beyond just this being disingenuous and disappointing, it's devastating. I especially think, and you began this interview, Eric, perfectly by saying this affects people that have planned to the last penny their retirement. These are people that understood that, you know, part of this meant some flexibility. It didn't mean that for some people they would lose half their monthly income.
You know, that's the problem, is that I know people in government, I know people, our members, who looked at the retirement, they're very responsible, and they said, what do I need to retire, when can I afford to retire? And many, for instance, you know them well, many who were in the auto industry who really had no choice. They had to take these early retirements or else their companies were going to fail. But they were given a promise, in effect. They were told, look, if you retire early, it's going to help your company, but you will get a certain amount of money, and you can plan on that. And nobody told them that they would have to be paying taxes on the retirement. Take an auto worker who took the early retirement. They're, say, 58, and they're physically tired, and they have some health problems. Those folks get an average of about $32,000 a year to live on. If all of that is taxed, that means they're paying an extra $1,400 in taxes they didn't plan on. They've lost, in many cases, part of their homestead property tax credit, worth hundreds of dollars. There are other exemptions that are being taken away or phased out. So these people are going to pay, you know, $1,400, $1,800 or more of money that they absolutely never planned on. And to make it worse, every single penny, every dollar is going to go to lower somebody else's taxes instead of making their community a better place to live.
Well, no question that's true. You know, I guess the other question, you know, we'll play both sides of the coin. You know, so we've got this deficit. What did you, you know, what do you expect us to do? We've got to cut somewhere, and this is what we had to do. But again, we understood the need for business tax reform. But this is a gift certificate. This isn't reform at all.
Well, the part that was really troubling, as I said, was we found out that the budget deficit of $1.5 billion was going to be addressed exclusively through cuts, all cuts to balance the budget, and then they raise taxes on seniors, the working poor, the middle class, by $1.5 billion and simply turn it all over to business for a business tax cut. And that's the kind of thing that had our members just outraged, because they were saying, once again, I'm willing to do my share. If somebody tells me to keep my community safe, to keep my roads good, to avoid bridges that collapse, I've got to pay a few more dollars. That's something they were willing to look at, but not to give every penny of that sacrifice to somebody else to lower their taxes.
Yeah, and to see the schools get worse because they have grandchildren, to see the police go away so they live in less safe neighborhoods, to see our roads crumble so they have less safe roads to travel on. That's a really nice way of thanking that generation for building the infrastructure that we enjoy today. Really, really, really bad news for all of us. Eric Schneiderwin, we are almost out of time. Is there anything we can do? Is there anything we can do to turn this around?
Absolutely. I think every person in this state ought to take a good hard look at what happened, at the fact that now they can't plan on retirement and security because more taxes could be levied. We hear that more tax cuts for business are being planned that will be taken out of funds that could help our communities. And they need to hold people accountable at the polls next election. They need to, and before that, they need to call their legislator, their senator, their representative and say, I'm outraged at what happened. You know, if you voted for it, I'm angry. I'm not going to vote for you. If you voted against it, keep up the good work.
All right, Eric Schneiderwin, thank you so much, president of AARP of Michigan. Thanks so much. Have a happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
All right, Eric, thanks so much. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, David Bullock with us. There's a movement afoot, and this weekend marks the beginning of hopefully a return to democracy. We'll explain it all on the other side. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. This is First Shift.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. This weekend marks the beginning of a new direction in state politics. I'm very empowered, by the way, by all of the wonderful passion that I am seeing coming from people from all walks of life. Joining me now is David Bullock. David is an activist with a group that is called Stand Up for Democracy. And he, along with people from Ann Arbor, Benton Harbor, Detroit, Flint, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Marquette, and Pontiac, and many points in between, will rally this weekend for a cause that I know we all care about. And it's, again, the beginning of a wonderful tidal wave of responsibility, voter responsibility, citizen responsibility. And let me welcome David Bullock to First Shift this morning. David, thanks so much for giving us some of your time this morning.
Oh, no problem. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling blessed. And more importantly, David, I'm empowered by what you're about to share with my audience. Tell us what's going on this weekend.
Well, you know what? We're standing up for democracy. We're fighting for freedom, for justice and equality. We are beginning a referendum against Public Act Number 4 all across the state, in Detroit, in Benton Harbor, in Grand Rapids, in Pontiac, Muskegon, Marquette. Concerned citizens will be signing and also canvassing with petitions so that we can suspend Public Act Number 4 and put it on the ballot for 2012 and finally dismiss this bad legislation that is choking civil society and that is anti-democratic.
Well, you know, certainly Benton Harbor has, as you know, David Bullock, received a lot of attention, most recently the city of Pontiac, a city that I lived in for many years, I had businesses in for many years. It's a city I care deeply about, are having their fair share of problems. We'll remind people that this emergency financial manager law, has basically sold out your constitutional rights and has literally rendered democracy null and void because the governor Rick Snyder, decided with the swipe of a pen to take away our democracy. David Bullock,
right.
we should be offended by this.
Well, you know what? I hope we are, you know, and I think we're building momentum. I mean, you're exactly right. The emergency financial manager law, the emergency manager law, we like to call it the dictator bill, basically puts one man or one woman or a consulting firm, a consulting company over a city or a school district. And in Benton Harbor and Pontiac, where you have cities that are cash poor and asset rich, you know, emergency managers can dismiss elected officials. They can sell off city assets. They can raise property taxes. They can raise water rates. You know, and they do all of this by being paid by the very cities that they're supposed to be helping get out of a financial crisis. I mean, this is anti-democratic. They're using their powers to bust unions and challenge collective bargaining, and so as you say, with the swipe of a pen, our voices no longer have any power. Our vote does not count, and so we fight back. We want everyone to stand up. If you care about voting and about democracy, if you care about the constitutionality of both the state constitution and the U.S. Constitution and all of what it means to be America, if we're against one-man rule in Libya and if we're against one-man rule in Iraq and if we're for democracy overseas, how can we be for democracy overseas and against dictators overseas but be propping them up in Michigan.
You said
so
that
we need everyone to stand up.
You said that beautifully, David Bullock. You've said that perfectly, beautifully. David Bullock, again, my guest. We're going to get you some more details. I want to get to a quick phone call. I want to welcome Mike to the show. Mike, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, thanks, Tony, for taking my call. A follow-up on what David said. There's a rally in Pontiac, one of those six cities. I believe it's starting at 11 o'clock.
Mike, we're gonna get to actually all that information in just a moment. So, we're going to let everybody know what cities this is going to be in. This is all part of that bigger program.
Okay. So I'm not on air right now?
Yes, you are on air right now.
Oh, okay. I'm active as a petition holder. I will be picking up my petitions, and several other of us are looking forward to people showing up so that we can get signatures, as David said, to try to deal with this as a ballot issue. This is a great time for people to speak up and stand up for democracy. So I'm encouraging people to show up before 11 in Pontiac. And if you had any questions that you want to ask me, Tony, I have some thoughts and opinions on what's been happening
well,
here.
Mike, when we have open lines time a little later on, that's something we would do during open lines. But, Mike, it's because of people like you, and David, I think you'd agree, people like Mike that show up and are willing to make a difference that this can actually happen.
Oh, definitely, because of people like Mike. I just appreciate Mike. I appreciate, Pastor Keon Payton in Pontiac, Pastor Sheldon Matthews in Pontiac. I appreciate Pastor McAfee and Reverend Gully in Benton Harbor, and Maurice Muhammad and Mayor Wilsie Cook in Benton Harbor. I appreciate, just the massive amount of folks in Detroit, like Brandon Jessup in Michigan Forward. And Wanda Hill from Connect Democracy at Work. There's so many.
David, I got to tell you, that Brandon Jessup's an impressive young man.
Well, you know what? That's what Michigan has to offer. And I think, if we're trying to keep folks like Brandon Jessup in the state, then we cannot have czars who become superstars. Cutting up cities and dismantling democracy in school districts.
Quickly, David, because we're going to run out of time, is there a website that we can send people to get information on where all the different activities are going to be?
The website is not up right now.
Then let me quickly run through this, because I don't want to run out of time. And I can also talk about this a little bit later on in the show. But we're going to be in Ann Arbor and on West Michigan Avenue, 301 West Michigan Avenue, in Benton Harbor, on 171 North Euclid Avenue in Detroit at 600 West Lafayette, which I believe is the AFSCME headquarters, in Flint on Clio Road, G4101, in Grand Rapids at 918 Benjamin Street. I know, folks, I'm going through this real fast, but I don't have a choice. In Kalamazoo at 3625 Douglas Avenue, in Lansing at the AFSCME Council 25, in Marquette at 710 Chippewa Square, in Pontiac at 91 North Saginaw, in Petoskey at Pennsylvania Park, and in Traverse City at Shoreline Park. And I promise to get more of this information out a little later on in the show. David Bullock, we've just run out of time. Thank you for what you're doing.
Let's
believe in democracy. Stand up for it. Stand up for democracy. David, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we will get to this information out again later on in the show today. I promise you, folks, I do. This is good stuff. This is why First Shift exists. We got to take a break here. Joe DeSano on the other side of this. Thank you for punching in. Don't go anywhere yet. We got another great hour of radio coming your way on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes moving along the Southfield Freeway okay. We have only one lane open from roughly Michigan to Grand River 96 area. Then the freeway's closed completely up to M10 The Lodge. Well, starting tonight, MDOT is closing that one lane availability until early Monday morning. You're going to find the Southfield Freeway closed completely from M10 all the way down to roughly Michigan Avenue. It will reopen before the rush hour on Monday.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun today. Our high near 79, but tonight a chance of thunderstorms. A low near 62. Tomorrow possible thunderstorms. A high near 77. And it looks like right now some mist at Metro Airport and 61 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, investors across Europe and the U.S. are feeling the effects of the financial crisis in Greece. There's a good chance Greece could default on its debts, and there's concern of investor panic, similar to what we saw after the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008. CNN's Diana Magne reports from Athens. The International Monetary Fund and the European Union are really calling the shots here.
The Prime Minister doesn't really have any options. If he doesn't get the next tranche of funds, Greece will default. But there is negotiation that's going on in the EU, in the IMF, about how much private creditors will be involved in any kind of restructuring, reprofiling, whatever you want to call it.
Jitters about the debt crisis in Greece have sent oil prices to their lowest levels in 4 months. Prices are now around $92 a barrel. Things are not settling down in Libya. There are reports of more explosions in Tripoli today. The drama outside the Casey Anthony murder trial in Florida is almost as bizarre as the drama inside. CNN's Andy Rose reports on the people lining up in the early morning hours to get seats.
Once again, police had to be called to the courthouse in Orlando due to fighting from spectators who were lining up for seats. This time it looks like possible line cutting ended in punches, and one man with his arm around the neck of another. Maybe it's a sign of how much they don't want to miss the spectacle inside the courtroom. That tension evaporated in seconds as the line moved and they all went inside, with maybe a few hard feelings. Andy Rose, CNN.
Porn publisher Larry Flint is offering former Congressman Anthony Weiner a job with a 20% raise. Flint says it's no joke. Weiner resigned yesterday after an internet sex scandal. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Say you're nothing special, but I should look around. But I say you're the greatest friend that I've ever found.
You know, to my dad, his car is a trusted friend. He's kept it running great for over a decade. Guess I'm a chip off the old cylinder block. Well, that's why we both choose to go to Parts Plus Auto Parts stores.
You never let me down, I'll take good care of you.
Hey, for all the reasons you love your car, there's Parts Plus Auto Parts stores.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
As the nation waits for the job market to improve and jumpstart the overall economy, one group of Americans is watching unemployment get ever worse. The Bureau of Labor Statistics finds more than 30% of recently discharged military men age 18 to 24 cannot find a job. The amount of money sent to young returning military men in unemployment benefits is now double the amount sent 3 years ago. Very tough times for the BlackBerry. After trading late yesterday, BlackBerry maker Research in Motion reported a 10% drop in profit last quarter. Sales were far below forecasts for both phones and tablets. The company is cutting its forecast for the year by 30%. It also says it will cut jobs. Research stock lost 16% in extended trades. European markets turning from early morning losses to gains as rumors spread a deal is in the works to help Greece avoid defaulting on its considerable debt. That's helping U.S. stock futures also. S&P futures up 12 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core Analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the Better Business Banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Where's my PC desktop?
It's on my desk, of course.
It's also on my smartphone.
My laptop.
My notebook.
As the engines of a smarter planet,
we mid-sized businesses need to be able to work anytime, anywhere.
Wherever I go, my desktop goes with me.
Unless I'd prefer that it didn't.
Like when I'm fishing or something.
The IBM Virtual Desktop for smart business. Designed to reduce desktop management costs. Starting at $12.50 per user per month. Learn more at ibm.com/engines/desktop. Price is subject to change without notice.
They say you're nothing special, but I should look around. But I say you're the greatest friend that I've ever found.
You know, to my dad, his car is a trusted friend. He's kept it running great for over a decade. Guess I'm a chip off the old cylinder block. Well, that's why we both choose to go to Parts Plus Auto Parts stores.
He never let me down or taken care of you.
Hey, for all the reasons you love your car, there's Parts Plus Auto Parts stores.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male, risk-free. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
And welcome, everybody. Tony Tripiano back with you. And my favorite hour of the week right here. Not just because it's Friday and it's the last hour. It's my guest. I'll get to that. Radford, I have good news. I have very good news. Our friend Marcy with the Waterford Democratic Club just sent me an email, and we were looking for a website on David Bullock's Stand Up for Democracy rally.
Yep.
MichiganForward.org. Michigan Forward. Remember we had Brandon Jessup on, the really great guy that originally talked about this? All the information's there. So I want to thank Marcy for...
And it's an easy-to-remember thing, MichiganForward.org.
Yeah.
Dang.
So thank you, Marcy. I appreciate that. By the way, Jeff, on Tuesday evening, I will be the keynote speaker at the Waterford Democratic Club. So those of you in that area, they're on Airport Road. 6:30 is when we get there. 7 o'clock is when the festivities begin. I'm looking forward to going, bud. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, those things normally are for you, aren't they?
Yeah, I really enjoy going to that. And, you know, I might even drag you to one or two of those.
I'm all for it.
All right. Well, you know.
Do I get to throw in my snarky comments like I do on the show?
Sure. Why not? You can heckle me.
I'll be like those two guys. I'm dating myself here, but remember the Muppet Show, the two old guys that sat in the balcony?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be one of those guys.
They were great. In fact, I'm sure my next guest enjoyed those two old men sitting in the balcony. In fact, there are days he reminds me of those two old men sitting in the balcony. We're going to get to our guest in just a moment. If you want to join us throughout this hour, you're always welcome to do that. Toll free, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. You're going to find us at Facebook, First Shift. If you go to thetonyshow.org, by the way, at the very top, you'll see an icon for both Twitter and Facebook. If you click on either one of those, that takes you to that respective First Shift site. So that'll bring you right to our Facebook page, or you can follow us on Twitter. And our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day is foreign policy and going to be a significant issue in the 2012 election. Overwhelmingly, the majority of you at this point are saying yes, absolutely it will. All right, without further ado, Jeff, hit it.
It's time to talk politics with our political strategist
from Main Street Strategies,
Joe DeSantis. He's back! Joseph, good morning and welcome on this Father's Day weekend to First Shift.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I guess I'm just a cranky old man up in the balcony, but I'm going to be snarky, nasty, and heckle anyone who's out there to destroy the middle class of this country.
Absolutely. I know you will, and that's one of the reasons we love you. You know, I wanted to start with the David Holtz stuff that we're going to talk about, but I'm not going to do that for a very foundationally good reason. As I'm sitting here, I've got MSNBC on.
Mm-hmm.
The headline reads, President says Wiener will bounce back. Do you have any idea what that's about?
Boy, I'll tell you what, with us bleeding resources on three different wars, a tax system that's rigged for the ultra super rich, a staggeringly bad economy, this is the issue that we were talking about? I mean, enough is enough.
I know, it's just crazy. The headline itself, though, was just a scream. President Obama says Wiener will bounce back. Yeah, it's called Viagra, dude. But, you know, that's just me. It was just funny, and I had to share that. Although, listen, it's not that people aren't going to find ways to profit off of former Congressman Anthony Wiener.
No, in fact, there is an effort afoot. This is kind of a difficult thing to explain, so try to stick with me. John Yap is a Republican consultant who worked for our friend, the governor. He was also the chief right hand to Sherrod Engel out in Nevada. And he has opened up a PAC to raise money to oust Wiener and to support a Republican. Now, it's interesting. They tried to obscure their, that it was a group based out of Michigan, and they tried to obscure their role in creating this PAC. I believe, really, too. It was an effort to raise money for people who were really disgusted with Wiener, but I think it was more about pocketing the cash from political donors than actually doing anything for this Republican that they were trying to support. It's really kind of a seedy little scam they have, and I asked a tip I had to my business partner, Todd Cook, who was the person who put two and two together and tracked back the PAC to the Grand Rapids headquarters of John Yap.
Yeah, well, again, only in politics. By the way, Wiener's seat is in a predominantly Democratic district, almost impossible for a Republican to win that seat, right? Joe, are you there? All right, guys, it's time we do our thing with Joe. Let's see if we can end with there. There's our answer right there. Oh, dear God, please tell me that Radford's sitting there. Thank you. Okay. We'll get Joe DeSano back on, of course, and move on from this story. The point I was going to make is, you know, he's trying to raise money in a predominantly Democratic district. It would kind of be like trying to elect a Republican in John Conyers congressional district. Literally impossible. And so it's ridiculous that they're just trying to, and this again is just about raising money. He puts together this little pack just to raise money. People are just looking to raise money off somebody's misfortune. By no measure do I endorse what Anthony Wiener did. I find the guy disgusting and despicable. That being what it is, we're going to move on, and we'll have Joe DeSano back in just a moment. If you're just joining us and you were with us in the last hour and you didn't hear, MichiganForward.org will have all the information, especially Mike that had called in. MichiganForward.org has all the information that you need on the rallies this Saturday for the Stand Up for Democracy rally. So to turn back the EFM law. We have Joe DeSano back with us.
I am back with a bad rash.
There you go. Okay, let's move on. I don't expect us to be creating jobs instantaneously with this new budget, but I would expect there to be announcements that there are going to be, I don't know, industries moving in, and that all of a sudden this new budget that, you know, was a gift certificate to the wealthiest corporations in the state. They would begin to announce plans to start expanding, right? Because the business environment's all set. Joe, where are the jobs? Joe, are you there? And I think, again, we have lost Joe DeSano. So we're going to go back to the drunk board. It's going to be one of those days. Well, the jobs aren't there is the bottom line. I'm actually going to switch stories until I know we've got Joe back and it's solid. So this is a disgusting story, and this actually fits nicely in to the ongoing conversation we've been having with Dr. Jennifer Martin. But the city of Holland, by a one-vote margin, after a long and sometimes emotional city council meeting on Wednesday, vetoed adding sexual orientation to its anti-discrimination ordinances covering housing and jobs. According to Ken Freestone, a Holland businessman who listened for more than 5 hours of comment and council discussion before the vote, said, "I felt it was the wrong thing to do. I believe they should just send a message to the business world that Holland is not an inclusive community that welcomes diversity." It's sad. It's really sad. I understand we have Joe back on the line. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we are cursed. Is it fair to say there's a conspiracy to stop us from talking this morning?
And we will just not allow that to happen, Joe DeSano. So there.
No, we're going to forge on.
We are going to forge on. I was just asking you. You know, we've got this new budget. It's supposed to create jobs. The corporations got their tax break. They got the new tax deal. Where are all the announcements that they're expanding and creating jobs? I didn't expect them immediately, so I'm going to be fair about that. But they can at least plan for this stuff. I know it takes time to rebuild and retool and retrofit.
Well, I think you're being far too charitable. I think we should expect major announcements. I mean, the announcements should be coming almost immediately. In fact, they should have had stuff lined up. I mean, they've got the business community got their beautiful, shiny new toy, a $1.8 billion tax cut. Where are the jobs? You know, I mean, I think it's a very, very simple question. Where are the jobs? And I don't think it's too early to ask where they are. In fact, you know, the May jobless rate jumped last month. I mean, come on, people. We need to see some progress. This is their economy now.
Here, let me, Joe, let me just throw this out here real quick before we have to take the break. We did have a major announcement this week that Chrysler is going to reopen their Trenton plant. But that's because the Democrats actually provided the loans that allowed the auto companies to stay solvent, that allowed them to reorganize, that allowed them to grow. All right, so that's a Democratic thing, and that happened, you know, at the federal level, and of course with the help of the UAW and other unions that understood that they needed to reassess, and then they move forward proactively. So we know that. Those jobs, of course, can't come under this. That's fine. You know, you're right. It's really odd. Joe, now I'm thinking about not one announcement that somebody, because and of the result of this new budget, has said that they're going to expand.
No, and I really think that is a major strike against the Snyder agenda, that they can't show any progress, even perceived progress. Not one job has been created, and I think that also goes to the thesis that tax cuts don't necessarily equal creation of jobs. I mean,
well, we got to take the break here, Joe. So you're going to hold that thought. Just when we get you on solid, we got to take the break. I'm telling you, the real world, it is what it is. Joe DeSano, Main Street Strategies, is with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some delays along 696 heading westbound. Those trying to make their way in toward the interchange with 75 out to about Southfield. And heading 696 75, you're going to find, of course, northbound 75 slow coming into that southbound slow from at least 12 down to about 8 mile. Also 75 south near Southfield Road, M39. Looks like we've got some debris in the roadway.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sun today. Our high near 79. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms. A low near 62. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 77. Right now, Metro Airport, a few clouds and 65 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Just in time for Father's Day, the Home Depot has made a special buy. A Brinkman 4-burner gas grill is just $169. You save $30.
and you give Dad a grill with enough room to cook 32 burgers at once, which is a pretty cool trick. We're lowering the cost of a very happy dad with a Brinkman 4-burner gas grill for just $169. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 19th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
Quiznos Flavor Theater presents Flavor Tamer.
What's that?
It's the new Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub with slow-roasted pork and smoky barbecue sauce.
I mean, what's that sound?
My tongue.
It sounds like a bullwhip.
Don't judge me. I'd like to see you tame this flavor.
Try our all-new large Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub. This or any large toasty favorite sub, now just $5. Quiznos. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Toasty. For a limited time, only at participating locations.
Wow, this Advance Auto Parts store is amazing.
Told you, and service is their best part. They have everything you need to help you improve your ride.
So how do I improve my radio?
Pioneer Car Stereo with built-in HD radio technology. And now, Advance has it.
Why HD radio?
HD2, HD3 channels, digital sound, no subscription fees. Pioneer Car Stereo with HD radio is the smart way to upgrade your car's entertainment system.
I'm liking this. HD radio in my car. From Advance Auto Parts.
HD radio. More radio, more value.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And thanks for punching in this morning. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies is my guest. We are going to go to the phones. You've got the number if you'd like to call us. Of course, the email address, Tony@thetonyshow.org. And Joe DeSano, let's welcome Tim in Brownstown to First Shift. Tim, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Joe DeSano.
Joe, good morning, and good morning to you, Tony. I want to wish you a happy Father's Day there, Tony. And like I say, Tony, I think you're a great American. You let me come on your station, and you let me talk about my opinions and my comments, and I appreciate that tremendously. And on the broken record, like you say, I feel we got to give this guy a chance. You said it's his economy. He's 6 months out of the gate. Tony, I ask you a question. What would be a realistic number to you, Tony? What would be a good how many jobs should he be creating every month?
I would like to see us add between 1,500 and 3,500 jobs a month, and I think that that's a realistic goal. Joe, your thoughts? Joe, are you there? Oh, I think we lost Joe again, so we're going to get him back on. But anyway,
Tony.
Yeah, easy, Tim. You don't need to yell.
I'm sorry.
You can roll up your windows, though. I would appreciate it if you rolled up your windows.
It is. I have both.
That's all right. You know, I'd like to see anywhere between 1,500 and 3,500 jobs a month created.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to, he should be able to create those right out of the gate.
Well, listen, when he told us that he was going to do this, that he was going to you know, make it the kind of atmosphere that businesses would want to do, the kind of state businesses would want to do business in, yeah, I expected they had something that they were going to announce, that when they did this, that people would just come running here. I don't know. That's what we were told.
Yeah. But I think he's made our state a little more competitive.
How?
I think that's a good thing.
How has he made it more competitive, Tim? I'm not seeing the result is all I'm saying.
Well, like I said, it's been 6 months. I mean, Granholm, 8 years. I mean, I didn't hear any of you guys saying, hey, where's the jobs?
No, that's
8 years, Tony.
She did create jobs. Tim, she did create jobs. Unfortunately, the auto industry bled jobs because of national policy that killed our economy. You know, do you forget, Tim, how this all started? This all started under George Bush.
That's ridiculous.
It is not ridiculous.
What did George Bush do, Tony, to create this? Tell me one thing he did.
How about he cut taxes to the wealthiest Americans? That's one of the things he did. How about taking us into a war, Tim, that we didn't need to be into? How about that? How about the Iraq War, Tim?
Well, let me answer. He brought more revenue to our government than any president. By cutting taxes. More revenue was generated.
No, Tim. When you cut taxes, you cut revenue. Sweet God, man. All right, Tim, God bless you. Have a beautiful Father's Day. Thank you for calling. You can't cut taxes and increase revenue, Tim. It can't happen. He didn't increase revenue. He bled the Treasury. Oh, sweet Jesus. Joe, are you back with me?
I am. Why don't you explain gravity to that fine man?
I love Tim. Seriously, he's a wonderful patriotic Republican, and he's a sweet man. He truly is a sweet guy. But sometimes just reality and everything else just doesn't kind of intersect where it needs to. Anyway, we kind of need to move on, so we'll move on. We need more jobs. That's the bottom line. He asked me how many jobs I'd like to see him creating. I said 15 to 3,500 a month. That's ambitious. I know that. But we need to start replacing the jobs that we lost, and we need to start doing it quickly. And I was told, well, and at least all the stuff I read and what the governor told me and this Republican legislature told me, that people would be lining up to do business here.
Yeah, it hasn't happened
no,
yet.
No, I'm a little disappointed. Hey, real quickly, our good friend Dave Holtz has kind of been under attack. I got an email from a couple listeners yesterday. To an A2 Politico.com post that kind of took David to task over something that he wrote. What's this all about, Joe?
Well, it's kind of interesting in that, you know, the progressive community isn't so strong that we need to be feeding on each other, number one. What it is about is the wisdom of recalling the governor. Or attempting to recall the governor. I mean, there's a very big schism in the progressive community, and the writer of that blog believes that we should be recalling the governor. And what she did was, frankly, I think a savage attack on both Dave Holtz personally and on his integrity, because Dave does not support a recall for, I think, some very, very smart and important reasons. You know, Dave feels that what would happen is you would have a 3 to 4 month period where a governor cut out of the Scott Walker mold would be able to fast track a lot of far right legislation that currently we have to recognize the fact that Snyder actually acts as a firewall against even some of the crazier social stuff that comes out of the party. I mean, yesterday, here's a good example. Yesterday, Right to Life had a stooge file a bill that is some of the most anti-choice legislation you'll ever see. Okay? Say what you want about the governor. He is not going to sign that once through the House and Senate. So I think this is just a personal attack, and frankly, you know, Dave deserves a little bit more respect than that.
Well, you know, listen, for full disclosure purposes, Dave had misstated something, corrected his position, admitted that he had misrepresented it, corrected it, and which was the responsible thing to do.
Yeah.
Then he was personally attacked, which is where the poster went wrong.
Yeah, absolutely right.
All right, this had nothing, and you know, Dave and I disagree on that issue. All right, we do, but that doesn't mean we dislike each other.
I think you and I disagree on this.
Absolutely, we do.
You don't like each other.
And we're going to lose Joe DeSano again. I think that we're just going to have to chalk this one up to experience this week. Joe, I'm sorry. Call him back and let him know that we're going to find a better way to connect with him in the upcoming weeks. But this isn't going to work. And I guess, you know, five strikes and you're out, something like that. Anyway, we'll be open lines for the balance of the show. If you would like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. And I will finish after the break, and I've got other things to get to as well after the break, some of what Joe was going to talk to us about today, and so we'll work through it that way. So 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org is the email address, and of course on Facebook, First Shift is what you're looking for. We're looking for likes, and we've done well this week with the likes. We're up some 30 likes this week. But we need more. We're on the race to 1,000 and beyond, and the only way for us to do that is for you to share with your friends, your family, those people that believe in democracy, that maybe First Shift deserves a little love. That's all I'm saying. Let's take a quick break here. You've got the numbers. We'll take the break. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. We're still doing pretty well out there for the most part because it's Friday morning and we've had lighter than normal traffic as we usually do. If you're trying to head out, though, on M5, seeing a little bit of pockets of heavy traffic in toward 96, 96 east coming in toward 275, a little heavy and slow at times. A westbound on the Reuther, slow coming into 75 out to Southfield, 75 south, about 14-mile road down to about 8-mile, but then in pockets really all the way in toward I-94, heavy morning congestion.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sun today. Our high near 79. Tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms. A low near 62. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 77. Right now, Metro Airport, a few clouds and 65 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Republican gutting of public worker collective bargaining rights in Wisconsin won't officially become law until June 29th, the day after Wisconsin's Secretary of State officially publishes it. The Wisconsin Education Association Council, the state AFL-CIO, AFSCME, SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin, and AFT Wisconsin have filed a new federal court lawsuit challenging the law's constitutionality. The federal suit alleges that it's unconstitutional for the law to target some public workers while excluding others. The unions say the law rewards public safety unions in Milwaukee that supported Scott Walker's election while punishing unions that opposed the governor. The lawsuit maintains that the budget repair bill violates the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution by stripping away basic rights to bargain, organize, and associate for the purpose of engaging in union and political activity. In addition to the legal challenges, the Wisconsin Worker Uprising is working this summer politically to recall Republican senators who gutted collective bargaining. At the Capitol, a protest presence also continues with periodic marches, rallies, and the Walkerville Tent City across the street from the Capitol in Madison. Peter Rickman, president of the University of Wisconsin Teachers Assistance Association, says that the Walkerville protest tent city in Madison is a symbolically important part of the effort to wrest power from Wisconsin's governor and set Wisconsin on a new course.
Contesting for power means organizing folks to take action at the ballot box and in the streets both. We're building a long-term movement. Certainly there are going to be some people who feel that they do need to throw their bodies on the proverbial gears of the odious machine. As far as officially organized things coming from, say, the labor movement or from the student movement or from community organizations, that's not the thing that is going to give us the moral force to galvanize the working people of our state. We have to contest for and win power to roll back the Walker agenda and put forward our positive and affirmative agenda that improves the lives of working people.
The International Labor Organization in Geneva held the first ever international convention on decent work for domestic workers this week, which sets international labor standards. The ILO recognized freedom of association and collective bargaining, elimination of forced labor, abolition of child labor, and elimination of discrimination in employment as inalienable rights of domestic workers. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You've got the number. Welcome back. Thanks for being with us this morning. A little bit of time left before we get out of here today. Another great week. Very quickly, we can't rely on just the automobile companies to create jobs. They're doing their best. They're doing an amazing job of creating jobs. But we need other industries to step up. There's no question that's true. I want to remind some of you, before I get back to the phone, I want to remind some of you, I don't mind you get on the show and you talk about what you want to talk about, but would you at least come armed with some facts or at least a premise for me to believe that you have an indication that there's a foundational reason for saying what you're saying besides, you know, just defending your political point of view. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense to me. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Larry and LaPierre to First Shift. Larry, a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony, and thanks for First Shift. Listen, real quick, I just turned it on here. I got within listening radius, which is kind of small compared to some of the bigger stations. Either way, I just wanted to say I was listening to your conversation with, I think the guy, his name was Tim.
Yeah.
And talking about revenue, and the tax breaks created revenue, which is just astonishing to me because my math doesn't work that way. But, you know, if you go back and remember, and this is what people forget, I think Jenny Granholm did a tremendous job in an impossible situation. With what she was handed when John Engler left office.
Yeah, then let me
He left the state absolutely broke. There wasn't a fund up there that had any money. Our roads were in complete disrepair. And, I mean, he left Jennifer Granholm in the same spot that George Bush left Barack Obama.
You got it right.
Nothing but a big bag of nothing.
You got it right, Larry. Larry's completely correct. You got it. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Governor Engler bled every rainy day fund we had without fixing roads, ignoring our infrastructure, doing nothing for education, walked away, left Granholm with that mess. She didn't have a Democratic majority in either the House or the Senate when she came on board. Took 4 years for her to get something, and by that time, George Bush had killed our economy. Granholm is not responsible for the decaying infrastructure of the state. She's not responsible for the downturn in the economy. She's certainly not responsible for the automotive companies having difficulty. Don't try to pin this stuff on her. 888-552-3595. Excellent call, Larry. Excellent call. Jerry in Farmington Hills joins us now. Jerry, thanks for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind today?
Okay, it was in regards, but you had Joe DeSano on just before the break. If you have companies, for example, like you just mentioned here, we can't depend on the auto industry solely. Well, we had Electrolux in Western Michigan, Greenville, Michigan, where they made refrigerators. They'd been there for 70-plus years. Back in 2005, they decided to pack it in
and move to Mexico. Absolutely. In fact, I did my show from that very community during that time, Jerry. Broke my heart at Greenville High School. I was at Greenville High School. That entire town turned out. We did a statewide town hall meeting on air. The mayor even showed up. It was disgusting what Electrolux did to that community.
And then you mentioned, like, Jennifer, Governor Granholm. She went over there. It was either her or Lieutenant Governor John Cherry, and heads of the UAW and state officials, and they pleaded with Electrolux to reverse the decision because they're headquartered in Sweden. And I guess they were so hell-bent on going to Mexico for $1.57 an hour labor, they just found that too irresistible.
Yeah, not only that, they took a couple of their first-tier suppliers and moved them to Mexico with them. Yeah,
the town's probably a ghost town right now.
And I haven't been there in a while. My old friend Mike, got to remember, Huckleberry, who ran for Congress from that area, had a wonderful little bar restaurant there as well. I got to reach out to him, find out what's going on in that town. Yeah, Jerry, it's not like the Democrats haven't fought hard to keep jobs and to create jobs. I just like for this governor to prove that his theory is correct, that by giving businesses a tax break, by basically writing them a blank check, that they're going to create jobs. Where are the jobs, Jerry?
They aren't. Well, here's the thing. Another thing, too, that they basically now, you know, like targeted tax. Like we General Motors got tax abatement when they built Lake Orion. They built Detroit Hamtramck. But what's happened now is that the governor wants to drop that. He said, we just have a low enough basic tax rate. We'll attract the business. Well, nobody else around us, be it Indiana, Ohio, has disarmed. They're still using tax incentive to get people to come there, you know.
Well, again, and everybody's going to keep doing that. You're right.
Have.
Jerry, thank you so much for the call. Jerry gets it, too. Larry and Jerry both get it. Reality dictates that when you don't create a reason, and lowering the tax rate is not a reason to attract. It's not enough to attract new business. We all knew that. Those of us that pay attention knew that. That's why we were against this. Feel free to call us. 888-552-3595. I've got actually good news, but I think I'll wait until I've got all the details. So I've got good news coming to you one day next week. Jeff, I've got an email here that really, really upset me, and it has some fairly strong language in it that I can read that is allowed. Should I just, do you think, maybe warn the audience if there are children listening, you might want to turn the radio down? What do you think?
All right, let's hear it, I guess.
All right, this is about the Katherine Ferguson Academy. Of course, we're fairly pleased. Now, listen, I understand, folks, those of you that are saying this is not good news because it's a charter school, it could be worse news. All right, at least the school is staying open. But here's the email, Jeff, that I get in response to this. The school would not be necessary if these whores would leave their pants on. No morals, no values. The school has been there for 20 years because it glorifies their behavior.
Wow.
I don't even know how to respond to that. What kind of miserable soul are you that that is the way you see this situation? I can't, for the life of me, cannot understand how somebody could honestly feel like that, Jeff.
Someone with no kids, with no grandkids, with no connection to somebody who's ever been in a situation like that before, I suppose.
I mean, but that doesn't mean you don't have compassion.
Apparently. I mean, that would be the start of it. Again, compassion out the door. You're right. But to man, and to talk about not knowing what you're talking about, that's like seeing a headline and saying, okay, these people are obviously this way. I'm not going to change my opinion on it.
You know, you've heard a couple people call the show and say you think the Republicans, and maybe you've even said it yourself, Jeff, you think the Republicans would be happy that this school's there. It protects a couple things they care about. These are young women that are not having abortions. That's a big Republican issue, right? So they're doing that. It also supports family values. So you think that they would be behind this in that way, because certainly providing a safe educational atmosphere where you support family values. They believe that we need to empower children by educating them and beyond K through 12. So all the 100% of the girls that graduate from this school go on to either a 2 or a 4-year college. This is everything Republicans believe in, yet they continue to bash it. Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And did you see the, if you read the article, and I know you did, it said something around it takes $12,000 per student at the Katherine Ferguson Academy to fund things. And I thought, well, if it takes $20,000 for Green Hills, that means these poor girls that go to Katherine Ferguson have no heat. There's no heat at Katherine Ferguson Academy, apparently.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that story that we did yesterday has really made the rounds, especially in educational circles, showing that video. And for those that are not aware of what we're talking about, Jeff and I played some audio from a video, a fundraising video for Green Hills School, which is where the governor's youngest daughter goes to school. And they were basically saying that their tuition isn't enough to cover all the expenses. And so they do an annual fundraiser so that they can do things like heat the school. That was one of the examples that they used. Now, again, I have no problem with the governor deciding to send his daughter to a private school. I have no problem with anybody deciding to send their child to a private school. That's your right. But in order to more, you know, from a moral equation, look at this, and the governor keeps telling us that we need to reform education and it's not about money. Yet the school you send your own child to says that it is about money. You need to reconcile that somehow.
And think about bang for the buck. That's at least 20 grand a kid for that school plus the donations that they get. Here, the Katherine Ferguson Academy, around 12 grand per person, and yet 100% all go on to college. Bang for your buck. The money's there. This works. Why isn't it being duplicated? Why aren't they trying to find a way to expand it?
That's an excellent question. Again, it's another one of these Republican ideological things that make no sense. I mean, there's no logic to this. There's no connecting dots. There's no, well, okay, I guess I can see it because of fill in the blank. It goes back to this Nazi era, Joseph Goebbels, the communist mantra that if you say it long enough and strongly enough and confidently enough, people will believe it. I guess that's the category it fits in, because I can't place it anywhere else. I can't place it anywhere. I don't know foundationally and fundamentally how this happens, how we shape this stuff. And so, yeah, there's my frustration. You know, go back to that email I got earlier from Joanne, who is a Republican. You think you turn it off because you get mad? I can't turn it off, Joanne. I can't. Because I need to know what's going on. And I get mad because I see a better way. I may not be able to understand how to pay for it all, but I know that one of the ways to resolve it is to have communication. And we don't even talk in the way we need to talk. A quick break, 888-552-3595. We'll wrap things up on the other side of this. I'm Tony Trupiano. You're going to want to stay with us. The only progressive talk show in the state of Michigan. It's heard right here on 1310 WDTW.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. We're just about getting ready to wrap things up on this Friday. Another week of great broadcasting and some great stuff coming up for next week as well, including Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Redistricting will be the focus, I would think, on Monday, so you'll want to pay attention to what's going on. We are going to go back to the phones. Again, if you'd like to join us, we've got certainly plenty of time to take a few more calls. 888-552-3595. I want to welcome Al in Commerce. Al, welcome to First Shift, and happy Father's Day to you, Al, if that's appropriate.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. Tony, I'm calling to ask you to tone it back a bit with the divisive stereotyping. You keep saying Republicans this, Republicans that, demonizing an entire party without any acknowledgement whatsoever that there are people like me who aren't like other Republicans. There's as much diversity within the Republican Party as there is within the Democratic Party or any other party, but you listen to your show and it seems like you can't go 20 minutes without saying, and Republicans are bad because of this.
Well,
and
okay.
All Republicans are bad because of that.
Al, slow down. Earlier in the show, I never assume that anybody has to, you know, listen to more than I do. So I got an email from a lady yesterday who's a Republican that basically said the same thing you're saying right now. Let me explain. To some degree, when I talk about Republicans, I'm talking about Republican politicians. I have lots of Republican friends, Al, lots of them. I know that might not sound possible, but I do have lots of Republican friends because I am not purely a political animal. Either are you, Al. So I honor what you're saying, and I think you're right. You know, maybe I do need to tone it down a little bit, but I'm frustrated, Al. I'm frustrated that right now we have Republicans in the House and Republicans in the Senate and a Republican in the governor's office, and we see the state quickly moving backward, not forward. And it's frustrating. And when the political party has the power, who am I supposed to point to, Al?
Well, you know, I ran for state house myself. So, yes, I am a Republican politician, if you want to put it that way.
No, you're not. You're a Republican. You're a citizen who happens to be a Republican. If you were elected, you'd have been a politician. I ran for Congress. That doesn't make me a politician.
Yeah, during the campaign, at least.
Well, during the campaign, fair enough. You know, Al, I understand what you're saying. I know it's frustrating for all of us. You know, and listen, I get it as good as I give it. Trust me, you should see some of the emails I get, Al. You know, there are people out there that think I'm the spawn of Satan.
No, I'm not going to go that far, but how can you use your platform to help build bridges?
Well, I'm trying to do that. I try to give a diverse a series of topics on a daily basis. But, you know, at the end of the day, I am charged with the responsibility of informing, educating, and empowering. And if one of the ways I need to do that is to raise my voice, to get people worked up, then, Al, it's part of what I got to do. Hey, listen, quick question, totally off the topic. Have you ever been to Guest Omelets in Commerce Township?
Yes, I have.
Is it as good as that menu looks?
Yeah.
Oh, because we're going there for breakfast after the show.
Oh, yeah. No, Commerce Township is a great place to go.
I grew up in that area.
Really?
I lived on Bogey Lake for years and years and years.
Yep. It's a wonderful little township, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
No, I don't blame you. It's beautiful. Well, I appreciate, you know, we're going to have our differences, but I'm glad that you called the show this morning. We probably aren't going to end up agreeing on most stuff, but, you know, I guess that's part of what makes that constitution we have so wonderful. So thank you, and again, happy Father's Day to you.
I think we would agree on more than you suspect.
Yeah, and I know that's true as well. Al, thanks so much for the call. I do appreciate that. Very quickly, I want to mention this, and Jeff, that nasty reverend, Terry Jones, the guy from Florida that likes to burn the Quran and wants to, and likes to incite and hatred and violence, you know, the folks think I'm bad. You know, Terry Jones is the real deal there. He's back in town this week. And, you know, he's looking to cause more trouble in Dearborn. I just wish he would just stay away.
Yeah, that's the opposite of what I think of when I think of a man of God, I suppose, is somebody you should be, you know, trying to help your fellow man, not incite violence.
Well, you know, I've always said that we all pray to the same God. I'm not so sure in the case of Terry Jones, because I don't think my God would endorse this brand of hatred. He's going to do a rally against Islam today at Dearborn City Hall, and then he's going to do a 2-mile rally, quote unquote, to the Arab International Festival. I mean, he's basically just going out there and saying, come on, mess with me. Come on, let's do it. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I don't think he prays. I think he prays to the church of Terry Jones.
Yeah, well, that is true. So your plans for the weekend, I would imagine you're going to spend some time with your dad, will you not?
Geez, I hope so. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Sunday. Haven't seen them in a while, and Father's Day is that kind of, you know, special kind of day, where especially if the Tigers are playing, then that's a perfect afternoon. So Saturday, all day working, maybe getting to hang out a little bit before I head out there. But the bad part is that my parents live by MIS, and there's a huge race weekend this weekend.
Yep, and that is, for anybody that's not been out to MIS, it's basically a two-lane road, man. Getting in and out of there is a nightmare.
Yeah, they've changed it where it's on race day, it's all one way leading into the track, and then halfway through the race, they change it to all one ways out away from the track, which has kind of helped things, but if you live around there, you have to find back roads and ways to get around all of that. But it is the third largest city in Michigan on race day. So,
well, better you than me. Is your dad a Tigers fan?
Oh, of course.
Well, don't say of course. I mean, you know, not everybody is.
So. No, I mean, but yeah, he's a big Tigers fan.
Well, good. I like him that much more. I haven't even met him, but I like him that much more. Well, anyway, have
he's a
great
UAW guy too. So
I know. Well, that's
him.
You know, I do love him just for that reason alone. In fact, when we were putting together your bio and you sent the bullet points over, I just went, you know, this is cool. You got to wonder, Jeff, at some level very quickly here, because I know we're almost out of time, how the hell we all ended up together doing this, you know? It's kind of random. I mean, I know Gerson takes, you know, credit for everything that we do. I get that. But it's kind of neat that this worked out the way it worked out.
You're right. We'll give Gerson the credit for right now. How's that sound?
Well, you know, because he may be listening, and, you know, you actually do have to, you know, work with him. I don't, but I love him. Oh, Michael's been great. Anyway, Dom, I want to thank you for being with us the last couple of days. I hope you enjoyed it. I know you're anxious to sleep in tomorrow morning, but I do appreciate you getting up, son, and I love you very much. And I'm glad you got a little chance to see what I get to do every day.
Yeah, I really appreciate the experience. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. No problem. So what are you doing for Father's Day?
Hanging out with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take that. I'll take that. So, good. All right. Well, listen, we're out of time for today. Dominic, thank you. Jeff, thank you. Guest Omelets, we're on our...